B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What up, cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the cuz.
Go, cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now, here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, cuz?
Happy Monday to all across the Delaware Valley. Monday, June the 13th. 86 days away from the start of the NFL. And, you know, we do our countdown every day. But listen, you know, forget yesterday. Because that's, you know, that stuff happens. You're going to lose a game here and there. That's just part of baseball. The fact that they reeled off nine in a row, it wasn't Friday and Saturday, wasn't that just outrageous? Like, actually, selfishly, I was really hoping yesterday was a W, well, for two reasons. One, because the Chunis was in attendance with young Cooper, baby Cooper was there, and I wanted to come in today like on a major high. You know, playing the Philly song, getting nuts. Like, I really wanted to do that. And, you know, again, when you lose, it's, you know, again, if it's 10 in a row, we're freaking out. We're going crazy. But, you know, listen, that was a great streak, man. That was a great, great, great streak. It saves the season. And now all of a sudden, you know, we got a baseball team and we're not sitting there going, oh my God, how am I going to get through 86 days? You have a way to get through 86 days because what they did with that win streak and winning 9 out of 10 is you're back in it, right? Like you erased a bad start and some of those bad losses, and now you're in it, right? With three wild cards, you're squarely in this thing, which is what they needed to do. We wanted them to reach a certain goal by the end of the month, and I think they've already reached it with that streak. So we'll get into it, but one of the stories that I want to get into is our reaction. There is a part of us, and it's not everybody, but there is a part of us that, and listen, I guess it's because we don't trust, that we have a hard time trusting our teams, and I'm going to say for good reason. But there was a lot of, when the Phillies lost yesterday, there was a lot of, well, see, this is who they are. This is their true colors. They're 500 team, right? And there is, you know, we talked about the boo. Like, I actually thought you win nine in a row, you know, you're in a boo-free zone, unless there's something egregious, right? That you're in kind of boo-free zone for a game or two. Not for a week, a game or two. And again, unless it's something really egregious, you don't run out of pop-up, something along those lines. But there was a lot of boos yesterday, and not that I think it's a mortal sin, but I want to get to this kind of, I want to have this conversation of, is it we don't trust them? Because there was a lot of people. Chunas had a lot of those encounters yesterday as well. And I did too. I got the messages on social media. Well, see, this is who the Phillies are. Right? Like, oh, here it is, back to earth. And I don't know if it's they don't trust them. They're guarding their own feelings. Look, I think we could say this. That their lineup is no joke. Like, their lineup is legitimate. We always thought they would hit. Now, it looks like Ranger, you're going to need a pitcher because the Rangers completely, you know, last year was a mirage. So you're going to have to figure that out. right? You're looking at your back end, and at some point you're probably going to need another pitcher, and then you let the bottom part of the rotation fight it out, right? Eflin, Suarez, Gibby, and then you know whoever is the sluggish one is the long man. That's kind of that to really get to the playoffs and have a shot, because I think you have a shot with their bats. I think you need another starter. I know we always talk bullpen. I think you need another starter. And you get another starter, I think you're in good shape. Because I do think, you know, we talk about center field, and you're probably going to need a center fielder. And, you know, Moniak, you got to give him a shot. You got now until August 2nd, the deadline. So you give him a shot to see if he can win the job. If not, you know, you need a starter and you need a center fielder. Look, I know the Braves are good. The Braves have won 11 in a row, which is a shame because it takes a little shine off the Fightins. And, you know, Mets come back after getting shellacked Saturday night. They come back and win last night. But, Philly, again, the wild card is very real. Their schedule it lightens up. We've talked about that. So I'm curious as to what the issue is. And is it just kind of our DNA, or is it more we don't trust? I'm going to guess we don't trust. Good morning, Tunis. How was Cooper's first game?
Oh, it was great. He was locked in, man. And then the offensive performance put him to sleep, so he slept the entire time. So maybe the Phillies were doing me a favor. We didn't have the crying baby at Citizens Bank Park all day yesterday. But it was nice. It was a good time, and that place is obviously such an incredible atmosphere. It is very family friendly, except for Jamie's section yesterday, because Jamie was at the game yesterday too and saw a scuffle going on. But other than that, it's a very family friendly place, and it was perfect. And couldn't have been happier with, you know, the day, the weather, all that kind of stuff. The game itself sucked, obviously, but I don't get it, man. I was sitting in different sections, or I stood in different sections. It was easier just to do standing room. Christy had the baby sling on that I didn't wear. Christy was the one wearing it. And so we just moved around as the sun moved.
How come you didn't wear it?
Yeah, she had it. It was fine. We moved around as the sun moved.
And it's the front pouch, right?
Yes, the front pouch.
The kangaroo.
Yes. Because we wanted to keep them in the shade the entire time.
Yeah, that's smart. That's what moms do.
So we moved like four different times. And in two different sections, behind two different sets of people, I heard this is the real Philly showed up today. Why'd you buy a ticket to come then? Did you buy a ticket today to see them lose? Is that what it was? Like, they come to the game, and they got the kids. Everybody's happy. They're rocking their Phillies gear. This is who I expected to see today. And it was basically the okay guy.
Okay.
I'm like, what? They just won 9 in a row. And then social media happens, and I'm sure you got it on social media as well. This is who they really are. One guy tweeted at me saying, the Tunis train finally came to its final destination. Mediocrity. I'm like, what? Are we just going to ignore that they won 9 in a row?
And got themselves back in the race. It's a long summer,
yeah, and I know,
man.
I get it, that not everybody are losers like you and I, and we pay attention to the rest of the league. But the Giants, who, listen, they had a good series against the Dodgers, but the Giants, they're not the 107-win team like they were last year. You're right behind them for the final wild card spot. We were saying, oh my God, it's already June. It's all context, right? It's already June. You're down 10 games. You're 10 games back, right? Mm-hmm. But now it's only June. Now that you're back in the hunt, you still have 100 games to get right. You just won 9 straight. You talk about acquisitions of a starting pitcher at some point, a center fielder at some point. But right now, and look, just because they lost yesterday doesn't mean they're about to drop 2 of 3 to the Marlins. It'll be interesting to see how they bounce back. How do they respond to getting beat up yesterday? But if they take 2 of 3 from the Marlins, aren't we right back? That's four. That would be 4 straight series wins.
Yeah, and I look at this team, and the bottom line with that team is it's going to hit. They got legit hitters.
Yeah, and they just didn't do it yesterday. The boos that happened yesterday.
And how many times do I say that I do the 60-60 thing?
Yep.
That was one of your 60 losses.
Yes.
That's just a baseball loss. That's just an average. That's just these are one of those games that you're going to lose because the other team, your pitcher don't have it, and the other team jumps all over him, and then you got to throw your reliever, you got to throw your
Garrett
catcher
Stubbs,
in,
yeah,
right, to finish out.
But the boos that happened yesterday, it was really the loudest at one point. And I'll be honest, dude, I was totally fine with it because it was just bad baseball. Well, after the Little League play where Ranger Suarez throws it home late and JT misses it. But there was a moment, I think it was the fifth inning, where they had the bases loaded and one out. And Castellanos and Real Muto go down back-to-back strikeouts. Like, first off, yo, dude, Castellanos, you just got to put the ball in play. You got the bases loaded, one out. You just hit it in the air somewhere, and you go down swinging, and then Real Muto strikes out. Those two guys they're actually struggling, you know, compared to the rest of the lineup right now, and they go down back-to-back strikeouts with the bases loaded when you're only down three runs. And I don't blame people for being upset
like,
at that point.
I get, at that point, you know, there's grousing, you know, like, I get it. You're disappointed that you didn't come away with a run.
It was a three-run ball game at that point.
Oh, I get it. Listen, I understand that. I was disappointed too. But again, you know, that is kind of baseball, man.
Yeah, like, it happens.
You're not coming through every time bases loaded. That's just what it is.
But you should expect to hear it a little bit if you strike out. You know, it was bad. Two bad strikeouts back to back. I'm okay with people voicing their frustration.
I agree. I don't have a real issue with that. It's just more the overall tenor that, well, you know, this is who they are.
Well, yeah, I hate that.
Boos, like, I don't know. I'm disappointed. Oh, damn, like that. But I don't know. And listen, to me, when you win nine in a row, you go into a one-game boo, like boo-free zone. See, here's the thing, and it's funny. The notion of soft. And we should really discuss this, too. Because, especially today, it does you no good to rail on guys. It just does you no good. Listen, if dudes are not giving effort, then they got to get it. But even with a strikeout in a situation like that, I don't know what you accomplish.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're going to go out there and get a hit the next at bat because they got booed. I get
right.
it. Right. But that's their way of voice. Like, I didn't boo. I was like, damn. Like, I did the, you know, both hands slant. You know, we were doing the standing room.
But you get my point. Like, if your goal is to get, you know, to get your team, roll with your team, get them going, you know, crushing them all the time, it just doesn't work. And look, and Joe Girardi proves it. Right? Like, the Girardi stuff proves it.
Yeah, the lack of a positive, fun energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's you got to be Xanadu or fake, right? But we're into it. When we're into it and the crowd here is into it, it has a more of a positive effect on what's happening.
But you know what I found
weird?
Like,
you will the team sometimes.
In the same, you know, while we're having this conversation. So, yesterday, Ranger Suarez gets pulled. He goes, what, 4 1/3? Something like that. You know, walks four batters, gives up runs. There were people that actually stood up and applauded him as he was coming off the field. Do we forget how to, like, handle being a baseball fan? Because we haven't really been going to games in the last decade because it's been really bad. He got a standing ovation from fans as he came off the field. He didn't pitch well yesterday.
No.
He hasn't pitched well that much this year.
They had a couple
of good
decent
outings.
Starts, and that was
He gets a standing ovation coming off the field. So in the same breath where we're talking about maybe we shouldn't have booed Castellanos and Real Muto for striking out the bases loaded, let's not overdo the standing O.
Yeah.
You don't deserve standing O. When you get pulled after 4 1/3 and you walked four batters?
Yeah.
You couldn't find the zone all day?
Listen, I get you. No standing out for that.
No.
I agree.
But I hope that the fans today are ready for first pitch, ready to go.
But here's the thing. All right. So do we have to go redo a baseball prime? Listen, here's the one thing that's true. It's a long time since they made the playoffs.
10 years, man. Going on 11 if they don't make it this year.
So is it, you know, back to primer?
Maybe.
Like basic training?
Because you don't give a standing O for a guy that doesn't even go pitch five innings. I'm okay with the grousing with Real Muto and Castellanos. Yeah, that was a big spot, two bad strikes.
It was a little loud.
The Real Muto one was loud. It was.
It's a little loud for a June 12th game.
There was a guy in the section in front of me when Castellanos struck out, and he basically said, oh, wow, another free agent that's not working out.
Right. Like, you got to give it some time, yeah, man. Like, I know he hasn't crushed it. He hasn't been horrible. It's not like he's Lance Parrish, right, who came here and did nothing. I'm sorry for the reference. It's old. But it's not like he's, you know, he gives you nothing. I mean, you know, I mean, like, yeah, do I need more from him? Yeah. But I also think that I'm going to get more from Castellanos because I got all of June, July, August, the hot months, the hitting months.
Yeah, he'll get hot at some point.
He's a good hitter, man. He is. He'll get it. Look, Schwarber just got hot again, right? Like,
yeah, and Real Muto's hitting up. I was pointing this out yesterday. He had...
I mean, that ball would have went out.
He had some of the harder hit balls that I've seen, but it just went right to fielders, right?
Yeah.
And that's the weird thing about baseball. Didi Gregorius and Nick Castellanos in back-to-back games had check swing doubles. Check swing doubles. But Real Muto is hitting 100 miles off the bat, but it's going right to a fielder. And then yesterday, he breaks out for what? Yeah, I think he went 4 for 5. Yeah, like he had a good day yesterday.
Yes.
Except for the big moment, though, where he strikes out with the bases loaded. So maybe Castellanos eventually breaks out. And that's the beauty of this lineup. Not everybody has to be hot for them to be winning.
Right. And here's the thing. You know, again, yeah, do you want the hit? You're right. Yes.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. But, I mean, the reason why you play 162 is you're going to be moments like that where you're not going to, you know, you're going to fall short. And after 9 wins, that's like, all right, you take it.
Yeah, now you're back at it today.
Right, like, you take it. It's my only point is I think it was a little out of whack. Put it this way. I'm more on team bro.
Should I hit the breaking news sounder on that?
I am. I'm more on team bro on that one. I am. Now, John made me laugh this morning when he did our man now booing the Phillies. Yeah.
I was all right with it. I'll be honest with you, man.
I know you are. You're got a great... That's Mr. Saltino's talking.
Yes, yeah, it is.
That's your dad talking.
He texted me yesterday. This Nick Nelson sucks.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Dad, he does.
You're right.
Who does he remind you of, Nick Nelson?
I don't know. Well,
same jersey number and everything. He looks just like Chase Anderson.
Yeah.
Rotation.
Yeah.
The weird haircut.
Yeah.
The same jersey number from last year.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
He's Nick Nelson with a little bit more velocity.
Yeah, I hear you. But I mean, like...
He stinks, okay?
But I mean, the game's over, right? Like, that's it. Like, all right.
You need guys.
What?
Moniak's freaking me out.
Why?
I think he's right around 48% of his at-bats in his major league career are strikeouts.
Well, yeah. Did you expect him to spring training?
I'm finding out, like, it might be sooner rather than later you make a move.
Yeah, you're going
to
make...
You might need to start making calls soon.
I think you got to wait. Listen, you're going to get your deals around the deadline. The deadline's August 2nd. You're going to make your deal around the deadline. I fully expect... You heard me say at the beginning, I fully expect them to get a center fielder.
Yeah.
Listen, I hope I'm wrong. I hope the kid can prove us wrong. But I don't think that he's your answer at center field. And I would give him every opportunity... For me not to have to go get a center fielder. In a much smaller way, he's like Jalen Hurts, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, win the job, please. I'm begging you to win the job for good. But I don't know. We got lots to get to. We're just getting started. A little primer. Let's go through the rules a little bit here. And let's talk about I don't think we need to have fangs. Gargoyles. 610-632-0975. And I don't view it as hard, soft. I view it just as like kind of understanding the game more than anything. Here's your phone number, 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio with the Judas. Just getting started on a Monday.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Delaware Valley. Saturday night, we saw the new Jurassic World movie.
Oh, how was it?
I'll tell you, Tunis, I do love the theater. I like going to the movie theater. You know, that was the first time I was at the movie since before the pandemic.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you remember what you saw? Did you see The Irishman in theater or did you watch it at home?
No, that was a home piece. That was a home release.
But they had some.
Yeah, no.
So they could get the awards and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I watched that at home. I can't even tell you, to be honest with you. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Maybe Tam and I went to see something that we liked, or maybe it was kids. Probably the kids.
I think I saw Halloween.
Might have been
the newer rendition.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, this was my first time back to movies. I can't believe it. I forgot, like.
How much is popcorn nowadays? Oh, arm and a leg.
She got it. I don't even want to know. I don't know. She stopped. She smuggled the candy.
Oh, it's good work at her.
We stopped at the CVS to get the candy.
Speaking of.
And she smuggled the candy in the purse.
See, that's smart. Speaking of prices, Christy got me tickets for yesterday's game. It's an early Father's Day gift because they're on the road on Father's Day next Sunday. And so she. Mysteriously forgot her wallet at the house. And so I was like, all right, two beers, couple hot dogs. All of a sudden, I spent more than the tickets. I was like, interesting. It's a strong move out of you forgetting the wallet. Come on now.
I mean.
Come on now. You forgot the wallet?
But so you guys, it doesn't matter, though. I mean, it's all come from the same place.
Yeah, well, we treat each other. We still don't have the joint account. I told you this.
Yeah, that's weird.
We were going to the weekend we were going to move in, but then that's when, Cooper came to the world. Everything happened that way. Everything we were supposed to do that weekend still has not happened, except the move part. We made that happen.
Yeah, I don't understand. I still don't understand it.
We've got like a joint savings account from the wedding, and we've put stuff into it, but, I get paid from my work. She gets paid from her work into our own checking account. And we'll eventually put it together. We're in no rush.
All right, but you saying the wallet is weird because it's like to me, like you guys are married.
Yeah, it's
you have a child.
I know it's coming from the same
it's
place.
It's the same place. Like that's weird.
Oh, I got you. Happens. I treat her dinner. She treats me.
But that's not a treat. It's the same thing. Like, it's not a treat. Like, you know.
But I worked for my money. She's working for her money.
Yeah, for together, the common goal. Like, it's a together piece.
Yeah, we can see it that way.
I mean, like, what happens if you have another kid and she leaves work? Like, so Tam stays home. She's with the kids. That's a huge job. Right? So what happens if Christy, you have another child and then that's it. She's home raising the kids.
We would still have our account. I'm sure we would join the account at some point. Tyler Zulie checks in. He's doing the same thing with him and his wife.
Well, Tyler, I expect it. Tyler is an odd bird anyway.
And I'm normal.
Well, I expected more out of Tyler than I do from you. Like, I expect that from Tyler is an odd dude. I love Tyler.
Funny how.
But he's
odd how.
But he's an odd cat. I just expect, I think it's a little different. You get my point, right? Like, if you know, if you're going to, if you have another child, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, well, when we get there, we get there.
I don't know.
I'm focused on number one right now.
You do whatever you do. I just found it odd when you said, you know, you forgot the wallet. Like, you know, I never had
work.
I hate wallets. I don't have wallets.
I know.
Right? And it's terrible because I I'll squirrel away a few dollars cash. Like, I got $24. You know what I mean? They give me the cash. So, but Sam has the pocketbook, the purse, all that stuff. So we go to the movies. She went and got the kids the popcorn. And
you have a go-to movie candy?
No, I'm a butter popcorn dude. I'm a salt man.
I love the Bunch of Crunch. It's basically Nestle's Crunch, but in little ball forms.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude, crush them.
The Nestle Crunch is a good item.
Okay, thank you.
It's a good item.
Saturday.
The chocolate and the rice. In fact, I had...
Thank you.
In fact, she got one Saturday night, right? I didn't eat it, but Sunday was laying there. I took a piece. I went, you know what?
Delicious.
This is a great item.
Okay, Saturday. Christy goes, man, I could really go for some ice cream. All right. So I drove to the Dippies on Route 45. So I'll give a yo to Dippies.
Because we got a yo.
Yo.
And so they do Dippies. Like, you know, they do the flurries, just like all, you know, blizzards, flurries. Yeah, they're all called something different, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And so she wanted the Reese's cup as her, you know, mixture with the ice cream.
Right.
I got the Nestle's Crunch with the vanilla ice cream.
That's strong.
She made fun of me. The entire time I was eating it.
For the Nestle Crunch?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the puff rice?
I don't know. She straight up said, I quote her, I mean, that's like the Great Depression because rice was probably cheap back then. I'm like, you're hating on the Nestle's Crunch?
Yeah, dude, I'm with you.
It's a great combination.
I'm pro Nestle Crunch. I don't understand.
And you and I don't see eye to eye on food a lot.
No, I'm full power to the crunch. In fact, let's think about it. Tab said the same thing. She was down on the crunch.
Yeah, there's so much better candy nowadays. Okay, but if I like it, like, let me be happy.
Here's why, enjoy it. But here's why the crunch is good. You got the chocolate.
Yes.
And then you have the rice crunch.
The crunch is great.
It rolls together.
Yeah. Had it with the vanilla soft serve or whatever, you know, and the flurry.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Whatever, right. But just a bar.
Oh, do you? The little fun size ones?
Is a great item. I guess that's nice. Listen, that's why it goes. The chocolate, the peanuts, that goes. Chocolate almonds, any kind of nut, it goes. And the rice.
Yeah. She was dogging me for the rice, man.
No, I'm pro Jonas. Right, I'm team Jonas
on
this
one. I have another yo, by the way.
In a big way.
Because we got a yo.
Very excellent. Yo, yo, yo.
We have reached that point of the year. So man 3M checks in. He wants to give a yo to his nephew, Brandon Petrick, and Cherokee High School. They're playing in the Group 4 state semis today. So,
oh, nice.
You know, if you're playing the View, go View. But, you know, I hope Brandon plays well.
That's cool.
But if you're not, man, then go Cherokee.
That's cool, man. That's nice.
And I have one more tweet for you.
Yes.
Going back to what we were just talking about in the previous segment.
Moves.
Even though Jared Thomas actually just sent me, he has a bag of Bunch of Crunch at his desk right now, which is awesome. Rel checks in about Castellanos.
Oh, I love Rel.
Trying my best not to call Castellanos DeMarco Horford.
Wow. He's not DeMarco Horford.
We're that down on Castellanos right now, huh?
His numbers aren't that bad. I'm like, listen. It's not like he's crushing it, but he's not DeMarco Murray. He's not Al Horford. Come on. And by the way, it's a couple months.
He's got 7 homers, 14 ribbies, so he's got 21 extra base hits. Extra bases. 31 ribbies, 14 doubles, yeah.
He's got 7 homers and 31 ribbies?
Yeah.
All right, I mean, you know. I mean, I wish he had 13 homers, but, you know.
60 strikeouts already. He is striking out a lot.
Yeah. Listen, just give him you know how it is. You got to give him a chance to heat up. It's a long summer. Summer just started. You got to allow him to just, you know, to allow him a little bit. See, this goes into our we had been away from baseball for a long time. Because here's our habit. If we have one flaw, listen, I'm part of it, right? If we have one flaw as a fan, let's be self-examining today. It's that we sometimes view the other sports through a football prism. And that means we put extra weight on regular season games. We expect a lot, almost football prism. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, we do. And it's, you know, we have to find the way to how we should break it down. I always try to go per 10 games, right? That's, a, you know, three series, so nine games. But I go with a nice even number of 10 because losing yesterday, you're now 9-1 in your last 10. That's very good. Forget that you got blown out. You're 9-1 in your last 10. If you go 3-7 in a 10-game stretch, I'm going to say, wow, you struggled in that 10-game stretch. I'm not going to live and die off of one game, though. It got that way toward the end of Girardi's tenure. And that's fine. They got, like, another. You found another way to lose?
Well, that was, I mean, that was freakish the
right
way that happened.
But now that you've seen new life, like, now that you're 30-30, so you're back at 500.
Yeah, it's how you got there.
Now, from here on, we should try to watch, you know, view it per nine games or three series or 10 games or however you want to look at it. We shouldn't go, if they lose today against Sandy Alcantara, who's pitching like Pedro Martinez right now.
Well, but it goes back to, again, I agree with you, goes back to the regular season, right? So think about it. 10 games equals one NFL game.
Yep. That's how I look at it.
And that's how you should look at it. And if you go 6-4, you got a W.
Yeah.
Right? If you go anything better than that, you got a resounding win. That's kind of, I think, how do you kind of view baseball.
Yeah, and they could lose today. And I know if they do, people are going to freak out. Because
now, the problem
the
is the series.
Yeah, you got a good arms. You're facing good arms.
The problem is this series, and that is, I'm not going to lie to you, I am a little worried about this series.
I think they get Pablo Lopez in game three. I forget who's going game two for the Marlins.
Trevor Rogers.
Okay, yeah, so you got
who's a good lefty.
Yeah, tough three games coming up for the Fightins.
Yeah. So, again, it would be great if you're able to win the series. But look, you know.
Need Nola. Put together another outing.
Yeah, certain guys to me should be on notice. I would be quicker to boo some guys than others. Like now you tell me, is this fair, right? Because we're going over the rules of the boo. To me, Harper right now is above the boo.
Yeah. You'd be crazy to waste your energy on that.
He's above the boo. I know he cares. He busts it and he delivers and he's hurt. Yeah. While he's doing it. So to me, there's really, barring again, and I bar any kind of freakish, weird happenstance where the guy doesn't do what he's supposed to do. Other than that, he should be above the boo. Wheeler is above the boo.
Yeah, if he gets shelled in an outing, you're not going to freak out as he's walking off the field.
Nola, no. Even though he's pitching better, not above the boot.
Yeah, especially if it's the fifth inning again or the sixth inning again.
Right.
Where he starts falling apart.
Certain guys. Now, I will say this, though. When it comes to the boo and it comes to Nola, let me ask you this. Because he seems like the type of kid that's
I think it's upstairs.
That's not going to respond
right
to moans, groans, and boos.
Yeah, remember last year? I don't want to hear about my struggles in September.
Right.
Well, yo, dude. It's been four straight years of struggles in September. So
Right? Even though the boo is justified, should it be deployed?
I'm not going to stop anyone from doing it. That's the only thing.
But let me ask you a question.
It's greater good.
You've already said it's justified. Like you're right. You're right to boo. However, should you?
Yes. For a guy like Aaron Nola, yes.
Even though it goes against your own personal game, and you know it's got no effect on him.
See, it is crazy, right? Alec Boehm, I bleep and hate it here. Then he apologized after the game. Look, he's been hitting the ball well. Kind of worked out for him. It may hurt, Noah. You're probably right, but I can't. Are we going to have that mindset? Like, guys, Noah's on the mound today.
Okay. Asking you guys, is it worth it?
I would say yeah, because it's you're paying your money.
Okay.
And it's your chance to voice your frustration.
So then he's mentally tied, mentally on edge, and he doesn't deliver. The next time out, and then the next time out. You happy? Does that boo feel good?
The boo just gets louder the next couple outings.
Yeah, but is that right? That's my point. Again, here's what I want to debate. And I want to know. Is it that you call me soft or whatever? I get it. And I'm not telling you you're wrong to boo Nola. But if you know that it'll have an adverse effect on him, why do you do it? Shouldn't you refrain from doing it?
I get what you're saying, right? Because we've also seen people leave Philly and play well. Like, we've seen that, and maybe they just couldn't handle the area. They couldn't handle the atmosphere. They couldn't handle the fans who actually give a damn. But that's the thing. Like, I can't take away anybody's right to do something, even though you're right, it may hurt a player, but
it's not taken away. You're looking at it differently. I'm not taking away. I'm not saying you can't boo. I'm not. I'm just asking you, is it smart? Is it smart to boo? Go ahead. You have every right. Dude making a fortune. Dude's coming up small. I get it. Now, again, it's not about you busting it. Like, if you don't bust it, you deserve to get booed because that needs to change. But if you're booing a guy for striking out, well, what's he not going to strike out? Strikeouts are part of the game. Like, I understand that's a big spot yesterday. But what are you trying to gain? So here's what happens, right? Castellano strikes out. He's in a funk, right? Boo! Now, you know Castellanos, right? He's a fiery dude. Bleep these mother fathers, right? And now he's trying to hit a spite home run, which I appreciate, except no good. Press him. And that boo sends him off. It continues to slide in the funk. Is that boo smart?
Well, then, so now we're going to have to figure out, like, are we going to have on the back of the baseball card, likes being booed, doesn't like being booed?
Dude, I'm just letting you know.
Remember Tobias Harris earlier this year got booed. He did the don't bleep and cheer, cheer for me when he makes the shot. He apologizes. He plays well after that, just like Boehm.
Yeah, but did he play well with that because of the boo? Of course not.
No.
Of course not.
But did he play better because of cheers?
There are times when cheers can have a positive effect on a game. You know, you've seen it.
No, I got you.
You've seen it. He pumps you up.
For that grand slam.
When you get pumped up, your confidence is brimming. When your confidence is brimming, you have a better chance of success. I'm not taking away. I'm not saying, Judas, you can't boo. I'm just saying, let's have a real conversation about it. Is it smart? Like, Jalen Hurts opens the game, and he's 3-for-12.
Boo!
Right? Is that going to help him?
No, probably not. Actually, I could see him overcoming it, though. Well, he's the type of kid that would.
Okay, I would agree with that. But is that going to help him? Listen, if he stinks it up through the first six games, and they're 1-5 when they should be 5-1... then you boo because you're booing the coach for not, sitting him down. Like, that's the big picture boo.
So what it seems like you're saying is we're only helpful when things are good because we're cheering.
Well, sometimes I think I've seen this before, too, where you get your team riled up. Like, there's a lull. How many Sixer games? I've seen this a lot where there's Sixer games. And they're, for whatever reason, because it's a long season, NBA, And, you know, they're sluggish. And next thing you know, you hear the crowd, and they get loud, ha-ha-ha-ha. And the next thing you know, they get energized from it.
There's a run that goes.
Yes. My only point to you is, and again, I'm not telling you you can't boo or you can't be negative, but we all know that is it the right atmosphere? Do you want to even do that? I mean, you got to think about it. And I want you to think about it in an intellectual way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
you're not can, thinking what you're
I guess
not
you can
thinking
say there's what, no added benefit to it.
What your boulders, right? Think about it upstairs. Is it smart? And again, I'm not telling you can't do it. I'm just saying, is it smart? Now, there are times, drastic times, when you pull it out. And you go, Johnson on the table. But I think we overboo sometimes to our detriment.
So the boo wasn't necessary yesterday, you think?
I don't think it was. I was laughing because Johnny had me laughing, but I was on team bro. And again, I'm not saying it's an outlaw piece. I understand. My only point to you is it's smart. Let's discuss it. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. I can see you're in a pretzel right now.
I am in a pretzel. I got to think of
the chocolate covered pretzel.
I got to think of their feelings now.
I'm not thinking of their feelings. It's just, you get it. This is the situation. Right? Like now Anthony Labruciano is above the boo because he's going to do a good job. You know, but if for some reason, you know, there was a shingle out of place, you boo him. Because he would say, boo me. But it would never happen because he's above the boo. He's that good. He's like Harper when it comes to roofs. That's right. And if your roof is look a little old and tired, perhaps even leaky, don't trust any company that does roofs. That's it. Don't trust the guy down the street goes, I got you covered. No, he does not. All right? Trust me. You got to trust the experts at Labruciano Roofing. The only roofing expert that I trust, Andy Labruciano, his team at Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors, one of the few roofers across the land that has earned the prestigious honor, CertainTeed 5-star select shingle master. That means best warranty in the business. 50 years from the manufacturer, 25 years on the expert workmanship. Labruciano Roofing has repaired and replaced about every kind of roof out there. Call now. Schedule an in-person, on-site estimate. Check out their hundreds of 5-star Google reviews. Labruciano Roofing experts will explain your options, give you the peace of mind you're dealing with the best. Call 610-265-ROOF at 610-265-ROOF or go to paroofpros.com. Labruciano Roofing, the shingle master.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Get some water.
AM across the Delaware Valley. Were you a booer in the stands as a kid? Like,
yes.
I can see you.
Yeah, dude.
I can totally see it. Because
you
can
suck!
I can see Mr. Chalchunas being a booer.
Yeah, I was, listen, man. The word bum was added to my vocabulary pretty early on in life. It got to the point I disliked David Bell so much that I booed him when he came up the bat. Like, that's how much of a David Bell hater I was.
So you would go right after him.
Yeah, because my
young Chunas.
When I was a kid, my favorite number, I had a favorite number, was the number 4. Non-sports number, just number, was number 4. And David Bell came to Philly and wore the number 4. So he tarnished that number.
Yeah.
When Jim Thome left, he switched his jersey number to 25, which was my favorite baseball number.
Right.
So he tarnished the 25. So then I had to change the number 20.
Yes.
Like, you know, David Bell started being associated with my favorite numbers. I hated it.
Yeah, so you would boo him.
Yeah, I couldn't stand him. He was boo-worthy.
Yeah, but so I could see you being that kid.
Yeah, I was.
You were following dad.
Yeah, I've adapted. I was not booing yesterday. I was a grouser. You know, I've...
Listen, I mean...
In my old age.
I'm not telling you you're wrong. Seriously, don't misconstrue where I go, you should not boo. I'm just asking the question is, you know, is it smart? Like, when should you release the boo? I mean, that's my only point. I get it. Like, you know, I get the old timers. You know, they would go into that realm. But is it smart?
For me, a strikeout, the bases loaded, back-to-back strikeouts with the bases loaded, that's bad baseball. And I would voice, if I would voice my frustration that,
right.
Because now it's home runs or strikeouts nowadays in baseball, right? Like, what happened to finding a way to put together a couple of hits to score a run? Back-to-back strikeouts with the bases loaded, that can't happen. It's not like they went up against Rivera, Mariano. They went up against some random reliever in the Diamondbacks. They stink. You don't even put the ball in play.
Well, that's baseball. You should be booing the front office because they're the ones that are teaching don't shorten your swing with 2 strikes. I agree that you should put the ball in play and shorten your swing with 2 strikes, but they all want the A swing when there's 2 strikes. That's what they're being told to do.
All right, well, then I heard the – I hope
there's
the front
your boy,
office
Robbie
heard
Thompson.
The booing.
That's, I mean, listen, Robbie's the manager.
Hey. You leave Rob out of this.
I love Robbie, too. But my point is, you know, it's less the, let me boo Castellanos. So Timmy on Instagram says, I'm against the boo. I think it kills momentum unless it's for Cork Moz. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, the 3-point specialist that shot below 30% from 3. We're the only sports town that has specialists but aren't even good at their craft. Like, come on, man.
By the way, my man Dawood says he had that. He went for a bean on the Jurassic Park bucket.
Oh, man.
There's a bucket. Thank God the bucket, my wife didn't see the bucket until after she got the popcorn. Because the bucket set him back a bean.
Jesus, well, it's so special. Has the
It's a take home bucket. Now I think the bucket's great, but I don't need a $3 item that's going to cost me a bean.
That's a bit much.
Now Dawood also said, halfway through the movie, I look at my hand; it's shinier than a baby's butt from all that butter.
That's fine. That's fine, man.
Right?
I'm not a big butter guy. Except for the movie theater popcorn. Like, then, you know, let's go, man.
Yeah.
I'm all about
it. It's on. I agree.
It's a staple.
I agree.
Like, things change. Yeah. When you're at the movie theater, things change. You can crush that candy. It's okay to eat a whole thing of candy at the movie theater.
I agree.
Probably shouldn't do it sitting at home, just popping a whole thing of candy.
Assuming that you're not Pat Egan going 3 times a week.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You go once a month. You know, to me, that's the move.
Like, here's the thing. I was at the ball game yesterday. There are certain areas where certain foods or how you eat is different.
How many hot dogs you get?
I had 3 hot dogs, you know, 1, 2, 3 in the very beginning. I got 3 when I first got there, and that was it. I was good for the rest of the day.
Well, you went 3 right away?
Right off the bat, 3 hot dogs, man. And I almost got a 4th, but, you know, I had some stuff going on. I was talking to some people at the ball game, so I never really got the chance to go get the 4th. But, Anthony, like, I would never just grill 3 hot dogs at my house. Right? Like, I'm not just going to go, oh, dude, I could go for 3 hot dogs. Now that I think about it, that sounds awful. It's not good for you, 3 hot dogs. But when you're at the ball game,
yeah,
the 3 hot dogs is all right.
The only thing I disagree with your hot dog intake is
you're a twofer.
You go 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, man.
Hey, if you're going to go three, don't you go 1-2 and then save it for later?
No, because I could go fourth later. We just left in the sixth inning yesterday. It was a bit much for the baby when they were down 12-1. I probably would have had a fourth, though, later on in the game if I had time.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm usually a four hot dog guy at a ball game.
All right.
Three off the bat.
Man. Three's a strong. Like
one with the spicy brown.
Two makes sense. I'm with you with the spicy brown. You got the onions?
No.
No onions.
I don't think they. At the little stand I was at, there wasn't even onions there.
COVID changed all that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Definitely.
Let's go to the phones. Tom is in Alabama. Hello, Tommy.
Anthony, how you doing?
What's going on, Tom?
Just hanging out, man. Thanks for taking the call, man. You guys are the best, man. I was telling you how proud I am of you, and I know John Kincaid's daughter's there, and I'm not trying to embarrass her or him, but I was listening to him this morning, and he was talking about that day and how they would give them to you going in, and Willie Montanez was the first baseman. I started to get emotional. Then on the turn, he said about then they finally wised up and gave them to you on the way out. When he used that expression, wised up, I hadn't heard it in years. John Kincaid is not only one of the best in the Delaware Valley. I would put John Kincaid up against anywhere nationally. He's tremendous. His content, his delivery, all you guys. I like it.
I love Johnny, too. And the bat, right on the Montanez bat day. Wow. That day is amazing. Later on, they used to have the barrel bats.
They don't do that no more, do they? They don't give you a wood bat, do they?
Nah, the little one. They go mini bats now.
Well, man, that's going back 50 years. I think he's...
I don't know about that long, but yeah. Yeah, I hear you, brother.
I mean, yeah, I'm 55. I guess you're a little younger, man. I would love to talk to you guys ear off. Well, I'm going to come over there, Trust, and I'm going to meet you, man, and I'm going to hang out with you, brother. I'm going to take care of your Trust. Don't worry, I'm going to have your back.
He's ready. He said, come on over. He's got the grill fired up.
I hear you. Hey, man, you know, we were talking about, you were saying about booing and all that.
Uh-huh.
If you go back, Trust, seriously, and you take a look at those at-bats with Castellanos and Realmuto, I made a mental note of it because Ramirez, and I don't know who he is, he's a pitcher for Arizona, at that particular point, I don't care who you would have put up at the plate. Those pitches were dropping off the table. Nobody could have hit them pitches. And it's just baseball. You just got to get over it, man. We lost. We're going to go back at it today, tomorrow, and we're going to do it, man, you know?
I like it, Tommy. I hear you. With the discussion, though, the discussion is, I think, interesting. So Chuna says it's the right to boo. And I'm not taking away your right. I'm just asking the Chunas, is it smart?
Yeah, but have we ever thought of it that way? Like, was our booing the reason why Ben Simmons wanted to leave Philadelphia?
No, of course not. It's not, again, you're taking it personal. In fact, he didn't get it nearly as hard as right. He could have. I mean, he could have gotten buried. But that's not part of the argument. That's irrelevant, counselor. To me, the argument is it good or bad for your team? Forget the fact that you're right. You got every right to do it, and in some cases, probably most cases, you would be justified. But is it smart? Just because it's justified doesn't mean it's smart.
Yeah, but now we're asking a lot of people to have to think whether or not it's
I'm not asking anybody. I'm just asking you. I'm starting with you. as you sit there with your fat pee hat on.
Yes.
You know,
found it in the closet this weekend.
It's a great hat.
And I was like, whoa, where's this been?
It's a great hat. And I'm looking at you. And I see the 8-year-old next to Mr. Chunas, who's calling everybody a bum.
Yes.
Right? I can see it. And you were taught, bum, he's a bum. That guy's a bum. Boo! Boo! It's like my man Danny. Danny says, well, my grandfather called everybody a bum. Schmidt was a bum. Ryan Howard was a bum. Everybody was a bum. That's Mr. Chunas. And then you come aboard and you got Cooper's first game on, you know.
And we got booze.
What are we doing? And again, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying I don't want to get into this. So who's soft? I'm just asking you guys, is it smart? That's where you need to ask yourself. Is it smart? Guy doesn't run out of pop-up. Boo! You get it, right? Castellanos in a funk. What's that going to do? Is that going to get him out of the funk? Everybody knows baseball.
I don't know if it's going to help or hurt. Is it really going to hurt?
Well, you're saying I'm just going to feels good.
I'm sure it does feel good for everybody that did boo.
Right, you did.
I was all right with
everyone. And you're just going feel good. Like,
yeah,
I just need to feel good. Forget about the long-term reactions. The boo's like a cigarette. If you smoked, that's what that is. Not good for you. Right? You shouldn't do it. There's nothing good that can come from it. But for that minute, it feels good. Right or wrong?
I hear you.
You just got to think about it, cuz. I want you to think about it. Think deeply about it. All right, we'll get into it. It's 11:11. That means morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
All right, so my man Provolone Joe sent me something that is it's a great topic. It's a great topic. He sends me a picture of Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Two big brands come together in one can.
Oh, it's well, a they
can
made
of Jack and Coke.
Interesting.
And both labels, you know, both big brands on the label. The Jack, I'll show the YouTube audience.
I appreciate the mashup, man.
It's a black can with the Jack and the Coke together.
You know, I appreciate when companies are trying to find the next big thing. I do. Like, listen, I'm a very simple man when it comes to, like, beer. You give me a Miller Lite, and I'm good for the day. Give me a Corona, I'm good for the day. But I do appreciate different companies doing different things. I think it was Bud Light may have done they did, you know how they did the seltzers? But they did sodas. So they basically did like a cola. They couldn't call it Coke, but they did a cola flavor, an orange soda flavor, flavor.
But who'd they team up with?
They didn't team up with anybody, but I'm just trying to think outside the box. Now that outside the box.
I'm talking about double brands.
Oh, so you're, okay.
I'm talking about the marrying of the brands. There's a name for it. I don't know why it escapes me. When the two brands get together. Two notables.
Interesting. Now, do you know of any other times where that has happened?
So I started to think about this. So, and Provolone Joe nails it. Like, what other brands should come together? So, the only thing I can think of is the Taco Bell and what? The Doritos?
They've done it. Yeah.
Right?
They're huge together. Taco Bell Mountain Dew is huge together. I'm pretty sure, one of their sodas is really only at Taco Bell. You can't buy it anywhere else.
What's it, taco-flavored soda?
No, it's like
well, part
it's
of
like
it is
the Baja Blast or whatever, but you can only get it at Taco Bell. I don't think you can buy it at stores.
But they have like a Dorito. It's the
Doritos Locos Tacos,
right?
Man.
It's the Dorito shell.
Yes.
Right? Which is a brilliant idea if you think about it, right? You got a Dorito made into a taco shell. I mean, can't go wrong with that, right?
And
I've never had one. You're thinking of co-branding.
Guys,
now it's something else.
Now, the top 13 co-branding partnerships that worked out, none of them are really food. None of them are food related. The GoPro and Red Bull combined. Well, that's smart, right? You take the Red Bull and now you go, you use the GoPro, you're all over the place. Pottery Barn and Sherwin Williams, the painting company. You got BMW and Louis Vuitton. So for the bougie people
you get a Louis car? What, the BMW and the Louis design?
I guess maybe the seats. Let me see if there's a
photo. The seats, you're right.
Bonnie Bell and Dr. Pepper combined?
Who?
It's... Oh, they made a Dr. Pepper flavored lip balm. That's what that was. Okay.
Wow, really? A lip balm? Yeah, that's Dr. Pepper?
This is back in the day, 1973.
That's brilliant.
The Louis Vuitton, it was luggage. With the cars, and I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff. That's interesting. I wonder what others you can come up with.
And what about the food stuff that you would want? Think about it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to think about that one. That one's it's a good thinking piece right there. And for me, Coop was up early this morning. And, you know, I try to catch up on some of the sports going on in the world. And I'm going to try to say this as respectful as possible. Some networks are just like hiring anybody at this point. Like to be on TV. I was watching a certain network, and they were doing like the you know, the morning sports news, and they said like 8 players' names wrong.
What?
In like the 5 minutes that I watched, and I was just like, "Wait, did you just like grab 2 random people for
like
this
what?
Today?" They did the Yankees highlights, and they just mispronounced like a couple of the players' names. There was, like, they did some sort of, like, NFL draft thing. Like, you know, the players coming that are going to be playing in their first year. They said a couple names wrong. Teams wrong. And I'm just like, what?
Teams?
Yeah,
really?
They just got, like, they got a lot wrong.
A lot of mistakes?
And what is that? Like, this isn't a holiday weekend, so it's not like everybody's off.
Well, I got one. My beef with the sports entertainment world is that I think there's a lot of people in it who don't love sports, but use it as a vehicle for themselves to get attention.
You might be right. And then that leads to the entertainment world.
If you work, you talk about a sports center thing. If you're doing a sports center, you should never get a player's name wrong. You should never get a player, unless, you know, it's a foreign, you know, someone you're doing a Tour de France, you know, thing.
Right,
or a World Cup match. Or something like that. But if you're doing football, you should never get a football player's name wrong.
No, there was a lot of
mistakes. Do NBA, do baseball.
There's a lot of mistakes that were made.
Listen, we're always going to make mistakes. And you, when you speak, and you know, you're going to make mistakes every once in a while. But you can't go completely, like, you know, you got to know the game.
Yeah. I don't know. That was my morning thought. It was just like, really? We just hiring anybody nowadays? Major respect network. Like, whoa.
That was your morning thought, really?
That was my morning thought.
You've had better.
I have had better. You know, today was a baby's crying, I'm up. You know. It's not like I was
saying baby's crying.
Baby was crying, you know. Same old, same old. I didn't want to go into detail. My man was gassy this morning, and I helped. It was proud. It was a proud dad moment. Because he was He was really gassy. And so I did the bicycle stuff. I did the stomach massage.
He had the mustard gas rolling.
And, well, this is my legit morning thing, but I didn't want to, like, gross people out. When the wall was finally breached, like, went through the pajamas.
You know.
He had a lot backed up.
Every once in a while.
Yeah. He locked back. He hadn't gone.
Every once in a while, the attack is on.
He hadn't gone in a while.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there, and I'm seeing it start to bleed through. I'm like, damn, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a proud dad moment, because he wasn't getting it out.
Here's the other problem that you got, dude, is that you got to get the cream. You got to cream them up when it goes like that.
Oh, yeah, we got to. Because
it's the skin irritant.
Yes, yes, you're right.
So to make sure you don't get the diaper rash, you got to go with the. You know, I used to use that cream, whatever it was, I forget.
Desitin. Desitin.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got
it. And just pot, slap it on.
Yeah, we got it.
Right?
It was gnarly this morning, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two collabs. Mike Tone checks in.
Collab. That's what I was thinking about.
Breyers collab. And Nabisco. Chips Ahoy and Oreo ice creams.
Yes. Now, that's a great collab. Right? That's what I meant, a collab.
And then Mikhail checks in. Snyder's pretzels covered with Hershey's chocolate.
That's another strong item.
Strong.
Yes. In fact, Provolone Joe gives you, how about this one? He goes, Cheetos macaroni and cheese.
I heard it's fantastic. And they've also done the Flaming Hot Cheetos with mac and cheese. I've heard it's fantastic. I'm not really about to go out and buy it.
Really?
Yeah, but I heard it's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like the cheese. It's like, you know, it's the powdered cheese. I don't think it's the liquid cheese because it's Cheetos dust. But it's basically that with like the Kraft mac and cheese and it mixes up. You mix it up. I heard it's very good.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I heard the Flaming Hot one's good too if you like a little kick.
See, if I told you, I don't know if you would be surprised or not, but.
You don't like mac and cheese?
I do not like macaroni and cheese.
I love mac and cheese.
I don't eat it.
Now, I will say something that is controversial.
What's that?
I prefer, like, obviously, my favorite mac and cheese is, like, the legit baked mac and cheese when somebody makes it with the breadcrumbs, all that kind of, like, when you're at a party. But if I was at the house.
You're talking, I don't know the
name. I got you. I would prefer the powdered cheese over, like, the Velveeta liquid cheese because it's a bit too much for me. Like the lick, I see it come out of the thing. Like it's kind of skeeves me. I'll be completely honest with you.
Dude, macaroni and cheese skeeves me, period. I've tasted it. Like, I remember like a couple times and I can't do it.
I see, I love a mac and cheese and I'll do the Velveeta, but like I would prefer not to have it because when I see that come out of the tube, I'm just like, oh.
Is that real cheese? That's not even, is that fake cheese?
No, it's definitely fake cheese.
But I don't know. I've never eaten the mac and cheese.
It looks like Cheese Whiz, but it's a little tougher in consistency.
Really?
Yeah, and then it obviously mixes.
And people swear they love it. Like,
I love
like
mac
a great
and cheese.
Treat. I just, you know, no good.
But I prefer like a homemade mac and cheese.
Yeah. What do you mean breadcrumbs?
And sometimes you put the breadcrumb on top. You got the cheese.
What's it baked?
Yeah. Remember I baked
the
buffalo mac and cheese? I made it not too long ago.
Miss Rhonda,
I brought in four helpings for her.
Yeah.
She housed it.
Yeah, yeah. That's a whole, I think it's probably a whole my normal guy can't, don't do it. All right. 610-632-0975. Got a couple open lines. You want to grab them? And I'm curious. We're going to do collabs, and I got to give you, come on. What about thinking of the boot? The Julius has escaped his thought process. All right? You refuse to even answer.
Yeah, I'm not even going to acknowledge it. To me, it's almost like get over it.
Yeah, and I ask you, but it's not about that. I ask you if it's smart. You refuse to answer the question. 610-632-0975.
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth. Let's talk a little bit about our Parks, Bet Parks app. So, Steph the other night was ridiculous. Just ridiculous. They were about to lose, and it was about to be over, and Steph bails them out, and now we got a series, right? And now we got a game five tonight. Tied 2-2, so check it out. Man, Bet Parks got you covered, all that stuff. You got Golden State's a 4-point favorite against Boston. Total's 212. Check out all the player specials on the app. Bet on player performances for points, rebounds, assists in the game. Fighting's home favorite tonight. Nola Alcantara, good game. Follow at Bet Parks on Twitter for game lines, odds boosts, and more. Bet Parks, the official betting partner of the PGA Tour. Check out special odds boosts and wagers on the Open. That's right, U.S. Open happens Thursday in Brookline, Massachusetts. Bet Parks, get a risk-free bet up to $750. You got to be in PA. You got to be 21 or Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wait. So this is where the mac and cheese thing is totally cultural. All right? It's just totally cultural. Like, I didn't grow up with it. I never had it. My mother doesn't make it. They never made it. My aunt Cookie never made it. My grandmother never did it. But I don't do it, right? Like, it's a complete cultural thing. So I go to my cousin, who's like, I always throw things back to Cousin Joey all the time. I go, you don't like mac and cheese, do you? Like, we didn't grow up with it. He went, yuck. He went, mac and cheese is Bobo Big Ziti. Forgive me. Every once in a while. See, here's the thing. You're dealing with pasta, right?
Yeah.
It's like I told Kay Wilk, because Kay Wilk goes, dude, you don't like mac and cheese? And I go, no, dude, I'm sorry. He goes, wow. I said, listen, the pasta is a sacred thing. Like, certain things, like, are sacred, right, to certain cultures. So to my culture, the pasta is a sacred item. You don't just throw slop on the pasta. Like, I made a nice matriciana yesterday.
Ah, nice.
Right, with the white wine, the onions, fresh tomatoes, the pancetta. I didn't have the, what you call, for, you're really supposed to use it with the pig jowl. But, you know what I mean? Like,
that sounds delicious.
You got to treat the pasta nicely.
So does a Kraft Easy Mac.
Right, that's the difference. It's the culture. There's only certain things.
I gotcha.
And that's true. It's just how you grew up. Right? Like, certain cultures, like, you know.
Dude, my
man Oscar, right, who's got tequilas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think Oscar's going to go to Taco Bell?
No, he's not.
Grew up in Mexico?
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Right, he's not going to do it.
Yeah. I mean, my parents, they don't like mac and cheese, but I liked it as a kid, so they make it.
Who was Scotty was talking about, like, Capital Grill's got, you know, some big
fancy,
whatever. Yeah. I'm sure, whatever, you know, I get it. But I'm sure it's a child's kind of deal, right?
Yeah, there's nothing like the chopped up hot dog with the side of mac and cheese as a kid, man. That was a great combo. That's a great collab right there.
Oh, dude, hot dog.
Hot dog and mac and cheese, man.
Oh, my God.
That was a nice little lunch.
Whoa.
Nice little lunch as a kid.
Whoa.
By the way, Bill Strobel.
Hot dog and mac in the hot dogs?
No, on the, like, separate, like on a plate.
Ah, wow.
Yeah.
I thought you were chopping up hot dogs in the mac and cheese.
No. More so chopped up so I didn't choke on the hot dog when I was like three.
I did the hot dog for Anthony. Yeah, I would chop
Bill Strobel checks in. After eating the Cheetos mac and cheese, I curled up in the corner of a dark room and shame cried for an hour. So I asked him, I was like, was it that bad? And he responded with, no, I'll do it again. So I guess it's just very filling. Probably just sits in your stomach all day, but he said it was good.
Yeah, I'd do that with an inside out.
John Lynch with a great collab. And sometimes if you get one of the chips, it's too much. But like if you get the correct chip, when hers did the Old Bay chips. Well, they still do Old Bay chips. I do like that. But every once in a while you get the one that's like,
you know what's funny?
It's too heavily coated.
I gotta taste it, the Old Bay. I never had the Old Bay chip.
Oh, you've never had it? No,
never.
That's good. I mean, you don't want to get the one that's totally covered because now you're just eating.
But I like I like the covered kind.
Yes.
I like the covered kind.
Well, you know, it's totally like.
Like in the barbecue.
Well, you barbecue, but I'm saying Old Bay. Like imagine just.
No,
like,
I don't know the Old Bay. I haven't. I mean, I know the Old Bay, but I haven't had Old Bay. Like you get a crab at Old Bay, you know, whatever. I like that, you know, the chicken and Pete thing.
That's a great
concoction.
That's a great combo right there.
You know, let's do this. Because, listen, I slacked off last week. FanFest 2022 has been scheduled. Saturday, October 1st, 1 to 5, Xfinity Live. You got to be 21 to enter. Stay tuned, all right? We're going to have updates, special guests, events, all kinds of fun. I mean, you name it, we're going to have it. So for the best collabs, any kind of good collab, you call up today, you got FanFest tickets. All right?
Sounds good.
But you got to call up. You can't tweet them or Instagram them. You got to call up today. Today's the day on the phones.
I'll also give you the boo poll in a second. But
create the boo poll?
Mike Vito, who's floating for us today. There's a place in Baltimore called Stuggies, I believe it's how it's pronounced. They do a crab mac and cheese hot dog. That sounds like a bit much.
Crab?
Mac and cheese hot dog. That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's horrendous.
And I love the crab. Now dude, I feel like you're ruining the crab.
The cheese is bad. And then you're throwing in a dog? That's just like, let me just throw a bunch of things together and charge
voila.
You.
Voila.
And charge you $35.
Right, exactly.
I'm out on that. I'm way out. Way out.
Poll of the day brought to us by Marvity Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvity Cans Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvityCans.com. On the midday count, it is your right to boo, but we ask you, is it smart to boo? If a player doesn't respond well to it, why continue? The options. I don't care. I will boo. I don't boo. Does nothing. Haven't thought of it that way is the last one, which is me. Like, you made me think. You know what I mean? Like, I've never thought if Aaron, you know, am I allowed to boo Aaron Nola? Like, can I boo? I can't boo
again,
Aaron.
Here's the thing what you're saying. The one thing that you're missing it is you're saying aloud.
No, I'm saying myself. Like, I have to think if I'm at the game. All right, so Nola doesn't respond well, but Bryce does, even though I'm not. Who's booing Bryce? So I should boo Bryce.
You can't boo Bryce.
But now all of a sudden I got a math equation when I'm going to the Phillies game. But the way the voting's worked out, I don't care. I will boo is the leading vote getter at 47%. I don't boo does nothing is 41% of the vote. And then just 12% say I haven't thought of it that way. But 41% saying I don't boo does nothing for you. Now, that was a hearty boo when Real Muto goes down yesterday.
Again, what is it? Like, there are times, I'm not telling you can't do it. I'm just saying, I don't think it's a math equation. I think, like, you know when the, like, to me, if a dude's a dog, right, boneheaded, runs you out of an inning. He runs you out of the inning, you boo.
Right.
But if he strikes out, I mean, you know, what are you going to do, dude? Part of the game. I think you gotta think long about this one, bro.
I'm trying.
In between your hot dogs. What?
I just saw something on social media. Oh man, it's gotta be tough.
What?
So Tim Kirchen, who does a great job with all the baseball coverage, had a report on Joe Maddon, who just got fired by the Angels last week. So did you see what the Angels tried doing with the Nickelback? So they
everybody
had a Nickelback song, and they lost that game. Figures.
Right.
So apparently Joe Maddon cut his hair and turned it into a mohawk and walked into the clubhouse that day only to find out that he was being fired. That's tough, man.
I give him a lot of credit for
doing the mohawk.
Like, here's the thing.
Players didn't even see it.
Yeah,
you got, hey,
shame.
Joe, stop by my office first.
That's a shame.
Imagine getting your hair cut in mohawk. Yeah, and it's like, oh.
And you're like, you know, I'll get my guys. They'll dig it a lot. I give him a lot of credit for doing it.
It's got to suck, though, man.
And now you're stuck. You're fired, and you're stuck. What are you going to do? Get the mohawk.
That's a shave piece right away, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't ride out the mohawk.
I don't know. I would do the mohawk. Anthony's got a great one.
No, I'm not anti-mohawk. What I'm saying is if he did the mohawk just to try to change.
He does more the side. Like, he's got the sides.
That's a good look. No,
like,
I like
John
that.
John got him, like, did it last night. Got the sides going.
Yeah, I'm not anti-mohawk.
Like my man Jannah in Gamora.
Somebody texted my buddy Joe. He texted me the other day. You ever hear the show Gamora?
No, he didn't.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, dude, trust me. I didn't have to watch an episode. But I'm not anti-Hawk.
I ruin that show for you the way Jason ruined The Sopranos?
No, Jason ruined Sopranos. But no, you didn't ruin Gamora for me, no. I also haven't had, like, the interest to start watching it yet.
Yeah, you're not. That's not your speed anyway.
We're going to start the Stranger Things today. Season 4, yeah.
Nice.
We did like a run through season 3 yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Like, she like would fast forward, like, because I watched it. She forgot a lot of it. So she would like fast forward and then like resume a part that she forgot.
She would speed watch it?
Yeah, so we did that.
Why don't you just go back and just do it?
I don't know.
I like watching episodes a couple times.
Because she remembered basically everything. There's just a couple of scenes she forgot.
Well, you relive it, though.
So we got season 4 tonight.
All right.
We begin.
I only got one left on my, there's a show, and thanks to some of the guys that have tweeted and Instagrammed me about the show, the Offer with Miles Teller, which is the making of The Godfather. There's only one left.
Oh, man. How long are you going to wait before you watch it?
Well, it doesn't drop until Thursday, so I'll watch it.
Later. Okay.
I'll watch it probably Saturday night.
Dude, these look fantastic. J.R. Stray checks in. Now, this isn't really a collab.
What is it?
But hers, Kettle Cook, came
I like
up
the Kettle Cook.
With a loaded tots flavor.
So really?
A little bacon, a little cheese.
Loaded tots. Fan of the green onion.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. But you know what's funny? Would you go tot or would you go skin, potato skin?
See, it's a great. I love a potato skin. I go loaded tot. I do because I like the crisp. There's more crisp to it.
I like more of the potato.
But the potato skin is a delicious item. That's like the fajita we talked about.
Yeah, that's an underrated.
I never
piece.
Order the potato skin.
Never.
But if I see a potato skin, I go, damn, why didn't I get a
I can't
skin?
Tell you the last time I had a potato skin.
My mom used to get them all. The TGI Fridays. She got potato skins all the time.
With the green onion and the bacon
and
the cheese.
And see, you weren't a dollop of sour cream. No. I will a dollop of sour cream, too.
Right.
Dude.
No. Let's go to... Wow, skin, man. I haven't had a skin forever.
I have to get some skins, man.
Let's go to... You ever do a homemade skin? I've never done that.
Sounds good. One more yo. Two yo's, actually.
Because we got a yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
First, I want to give a yo, a personal yo, before I get to the one that was just tweeted in, to John Brazier. He stopped by. He saw Cooper.
I heard he was doing that.
So it was really cool. He texted me yesterday while I was on the air and said,
That's
hey,
very
man,
cool.
I know you're heading to the first game. I'm going to stop by and say hi. So he met up with me and Christy. So he met Christy yesterday, which was really cool. And John brought like a Phillies onesie
for Coop. Yeah, John is great,
Coop,
dude.
And a Phillies fanatic bib, which is really cool. So thank you to John for doing that.
That's awesome.
You know, he came up to, I was up high, right, section 420. So he came up and saw Christy and I, and we hung out for a few innings. He's an awesome dude. He obviously is a big part of the great things that the Phillies do. Phillies do so many great things, you know, promotional-wise and what they do outside of Citizens Bank Park. So a yo to John Brazier. But Rick wants to give a yo to his son Chase. His team, FC Delco, the under 12 soccer team, won the Pennsylvania State Cup this past Saturday.
Wow.
And he watches the show on YouTube.
Oh, congratulations.
And I'll finish the tweet with, he said, Cam Camille who?
Wow, we got a rivalry.
We're
going
to have a rivalry.
Look at
Chase
that.
Chase Navarro v. Cam Camille. Dude, a rivalry in the making.
Listen, I'll tell you one thing. With
Ronaldo Messi, we got going
there's
on
a lot.
Here.
You watch. My guess is in the next 5 years, you're going to see a lot more, you know, big-time soccer players come out of here. Let's go to, oh, by the way, how about Walker yesterday? Where's he from? Norristown? Isn't he from Norristown?
Oh, I think you might be right.
I think he's from Norristown. Yeah, nice game.
Yep, Norristown, Pennsylvania. Yeah, right. Yeah, 3 for 5 yesterday.
Gotta give me, listen, young
give
man.
Me yo, yeah.
Gotta give me yo, man. I love that. I love
he
when
was what a home run shy of the cycle, and he came up to bat when Stubbs was pitching.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he could hit one right here.
It was funny because I wanted him. I was see, that's one where you go, I was rooting hometown kid.
You're down 12-1.
Yeah, let him. I was hoping he would groove one. And the kid hits for the cycle.
How about Stubbs, the only member of the Phillies that did not walk a batter yesterday?
Did you see that shot? Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Upper deck shot.
Wow.
He's throwing BP.
Wow.
It was funny. NBC, at that point, I was home.
Yeah.
We got home for that part of the game, and I don't know why, but I kept on watching. And NBC Philly, you know, they would show the pitch when the velocity, and each one was changeup.
Oh, really?
I mean, come on, man. Give the guy a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go fastball.
Was it all 84?
He topped out at 87.
Did he?
Garrett Stubbs, yeah.
Wow.
Not bad.
Yeah, no, that's not bad at all. Let's go to Nikki. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic.
Gentlemen, let me just say this about the pasta real quick before I get into my Neanderthal booing. My wife's birthday this year, you know, I cook for her. So I go, what do you want? She's like, just make something special that you know I really like. So I did the lobster mac and cheese with the prosciutto wrapped asparagus grilled and a filet. That was a plate. So she loves her mac and cheese, and she's turned me into a mac and cheese guy. So.
Oh yeah, wow. You're a mac and cheese.
Listen,
Buzzer Joey calls it Bobo Baked Ziti.
It is. It's not buffalo mozzarella with real pasta in the oven. But this is the trick for everybody. You take the store bought mac and cheese, you take the pasta out, and you use a good Barilla or like Colavetti pasta.
Right.
Colavita pasta. Anyway, listen, I'm not caveman booer. I'm not even a Neanderthal booer. I'm a homo sapien booer. I got a little intelligence to me. I'm not going to just boo a guy to boo a guy, but guess what? At the end of that first, top of the first, everybody's getting booed coming off the field. I know the outfield didn't do anything wrong. I know a couple other players didn't do anything wrong. You can't just mentally give up 3 runs, because that's basically what happened in the top of the first. Like, you got to let these guys know, get your head in your ass, like the old Flyers coach used to say. Get your head, I mean Dougie Fresh, get your head out of your ass, because they screwed up that first inning, and they got behind the eight ball, and then it was a hot day, and they just basically gave up on the game.
So you say, boo after the first inning for sloppy, not focused.
Now, for yesterday, no question.
Now, yeah. Normally I would agree with you because I think that falls under the boo category. However, after 9 in a row, I say yesterday's above the boo.
Well, okay, I apologize. So yesterday I wouldn't have done it, but this week they start going, you know, win one, lose one, and then they give me one of those top of the first innings, they get booed. They get told, like, hey, that was a nice, that run they were on, that's a nice one.
Right.
But guess who else went on a run in the National League East? And won more games than we have.
The Braves. Yeah, so I know.
It was nice.
I know. You're,
that we had
yeah. Yeah. You're right. Listen, you're right. But again, I still go one. When you win 9 in a row.
They get a pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday, I would have gave him a pass. But if it happened later this week, I would have gave it to him.
I got you.
Peace, brother.
Peace, my man, Nicky. All right. The food collab is strong, man. I will tell you.
Yeah, people are giving a lot of great answers on social media. I'll give more for you.
All right.
Coming up. One, not for me. but I know a lot of people like it. Zach Ketchum checks in. The Hershey and Yingling collab beer that they made.
Oh, yes.
And I know a lot of people like it. That's just not my style.
Right, right. The style, it's a stout, right?
But I know a lot of people like it, so I respect it, man.
Oh, it's
and that's two local flavors.
Two Pennsylvania's
right there. Yeah.
Titans together. That's I've never had it. I'm not a big sweet, like, you know, that kind of chocolate.
Yeah, not
even though either. I get it goes with the stout. But, you know, listen, two Titan. Two
PA, Titans, oh, yeah.
Like PA Titans. All right, 610-632-0975. Got a couple open lines. You want to grab them? I think two. Let's talk about Meineke. Look, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking about Meineke today. As, you know, you're filling the tank and you're going, jeez, I got to make sure, man, the car can last and get good mileage and in good shape. And, you know, I mean, inflation is out of control, right? Like, we're in a bad spot. We got to make sure our car, our vehicles last. And it's Meineke, man. Thank God for Meineke. They celebrate 50 years of service and trust, and now's the perfect time to get to know them again, man. Head to Meineke right now. You get 50% off brake pads and shoes. Right now, you'll receive $10 off any full synthetic oil change. Now, that comes with a free tire rotation. Your check engine light, listen, if that's on, you head to Meineke, you get a free check engine scan. Meineke does it all. Exhaust systems, steering and suspension, oil changes, tires and wheels. Family vacation is going to be here sooner than you think, right? I mean, this is a big week. School's letting out in a lot of places. Head to Meineke for a free complimentary AC check and a vehicle safety inspection. Meineke, get to know him again for all of your auto repair needs.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
O'clock across the Delaware Valley. I love all of our yo's, Brandon and Rick with the boys are going. There's a little chase playing. Yeah, it's fun. All the playoffs for the spring sports coming down to it.
It's that time of
very
the year,
cool.
man.
And the school.
That's right.
When does school year let out for the public school? It's got to be this week, right?
June 17th sounds like the correct date that it was like when I was a kid.
Next, I think my kids are the 21st.
That's got to be exciting.
I think this year, because Mosma was complaining. Because some of his buddies that go to public school, they're done this week, and they got to go to the 21st, and he was complaining. I go, dude, you were just sick. You just missed 10 days or like
you've been out for a bit.
You know, dude. I go, we better man up and go and finish strong.
Trying to see here. The approved school, it looks like June 17th is the last day at One Clearview Regional High.
It's this week. It's Friday.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations to all the seniors.
Look at that, dude.
A lot of graduations will be happening soon.
Yeah, man. That's cool. All right. Let's go to G Mama. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Hello, G Mama.
Hi, guys. How are you? So, Anthony... Little Coop did what my Nana used to refer to as a biggity bang.
There you go, Judas. Biggity bang.
Okay.
It was a big biggity bang.
Yeah. Well, that's what Nana used to call it. We used to giggle. All right. So, in regard to macaroni and cheese, you, Anthony, should try macaroni and cheese like this with the spaghetti, you know, the pasta. Either stewed tomatoes and meat or red sauce and meat.
Nah, I'm out.
And you bake it.
Yeah, nah, I'm out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the best. Like my cousin says the Bobo baked ziti.
All right, well, baked ziti I like better. So, anyway, I can't eat cottage cheese because I can't look at it. So I've never tasted it. It's disgusting looking. And then I have to say that I'm proud of the Phillies. I think we're going to have a good season with them, and I think, you know, they lost a game. So what?
Now, let me ask you, where does the Boo rank? Is there, you ever tried out the Boo, T-Mom?
I don't boo. I just don't. It's very unladylike. But I might, like, I don't know. Maybe I've booed. I try not to boo. But listen, I want you guys to shout out to my grandson, Colin Michener, who graduated from high school on Saturday from Penn Charter, and he's an All-American. He got All-American and All-State.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So we're very proud of him, and if you guys would shout out to Colin, I would be so happy.
Oh, we just did. Yo to Colin. That's right. That's a big yo to Colin.
Yeah, he's down at the shore for senior week.
Oh, good for him, man.
Sure, he's well-behaved.
Yeah. That's all. Gee, Mama, you don't want to know what Colin's doing right now.
No, I already know. And they've done that out at the Hamptons. We used to go to the Hamptons.
Oh, big shot.
Yeah. But anyway, Andrew, I heard you on the radio this weekend. You were filling in?
I do Sunday mornings, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you do. Okay. Well, I know you're a big baseball fan, so I...
Gee, Mama, dropping a curse!
Suspension worth.
That's Grandmom! Gee, Mama, dropping a epitaph.
That's a 5-minute major. You first brag about your Hamptons, and then you drop a cuss like that. Come on, Gee, Mama.
That's great.
Getting lost on your way to the Hamptons.
That's funny. Kieran, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kieran.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's going on, Kieran? That's a strong name.
Not much. Enjoying the show.
Thanks, brother.
All right. So I got a question about the Birds. All right. So, you know, I'm looking at this roster, and besides, like, the safety position and, you know, the make-or-break factor in Hurts, would you say this team is more talented on paper than that 2017-2018 Super Bowl team?
Wow. Potentially. Let's think about it, right? So the D line was better that there, right? The O line.
You had a Hall of Famer in Jason Peters. He got hurt.
I think like I think the O line's better now. This O line's damn good.
Brandon Brooks was healthy still. I don't know, man. Peters Johnson, younger, yeah. Brandon Brooks. This offensive line is incredible.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce, younger.
Right. So the D-line was better. The O-line might be marginally better in 17. Right. The receivers, I mean, I don't even think it's close. I like the linebackers on this team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The safeties on that team. The corners on this team. I like the corners better on this team.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's close. Now, that team kind of did the caught fire thing. See, they were so good up front, right? Offensive line, D-line, that's what drove them. But it's close, Kieran. It's close.
It is. All right. I got one more question. So where do you draw the line between being supportive of your team and critical of your team? Because sometimes I get called out for, you know, being critical and, like, hateful on some of the guys that aren't performing well. But I would argue those are the best types of fans that are trying to get the best performances out of their guys. What do you think?
Okay, so let me throw this at you, right?
Yeah.
So, like, to me, it's not about right or wrong or anything, right? To me, when I look at it, let's take it yesterday. You boo, is it smart to boo, I don't know, say Nola tonight. If something happened, Nola pitched well, is it smart to boo him?
I mean, I guess it depends on what type of guy you're dealing with. If it's like a thick-skinned guy, like maybe a Jason Kelce, I think it is in his best interest. But if you're dealing with a like a Ben Simmons, you don't know how they're going to react. You know?
Oh, but my point, like, even let's even take Kelce. Is it? Is there ever a reason to boo him? He misses a block, or he has a bad snap. You like a boo is not going to. That's just a mistake, right?
Sure.
Is that worth booing?
I think from a team perspective, if they're underperforming, it's worth booing.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't boo one person over a bad play.
Well, like, so let's think about what you're saying here. So let's say Eagles, I don't know, the offense struggles bad. First half. Are you booing halftime? Going into halftime, or
personally, I think I am.
You are?
I do. I think I like, and then they go
first game, like, first half of first game.
Yes,
that's fascinating.
I am.
All right,
not from Delco, like I, I'm not waiting around. I want to see good performances. You know what I mean?
God, I love it. I right away you go. I'm from Delco. Here, you're a good man, buddy.
Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Listen, I still remember the week one after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I was angry that the offense wasn't moving down the field.
Yeah. So, again, that was ridiculous. They win the Super Bowl. Are you for real?
I want them to play well. I want to win another one.
Okay.
Not one, not two, not three.
Okay.
But God forbid I want a dynasty.
But first of all, I could argue that week one, it should be above the boat. There's nothing you're going to gain. Like, listen, by week four, offense is messed up, whatever. All right, like, you know, I get it.
I was a wake-up, man. I want them smelling themselves. Just because you won Lombardi, you good? What, are we done here now?
It's the first half. It's the first half. And again, I'm just saying to you, is it smart? Does it have a positive effect?
I wonder if
you might be warranted. You might be right. There are situations where, yeah, go ahead, have at it. But is it smart? That's the question. And every time it comes up, you ignore that piece of it.
I wonder if it's different for different sports, too. Like the halftime boo at a football game. You boo a guy who strikes out. That's 38,000 people booing at one person, right? If a team's down 17-0 at halftime, you're booing the entire product. But if Nick Castellanos strikes out the bases loaded or JT Realmuto strikes out the bases loaded, everyone is directing that boo to that one person. I get what Nick from Collegeville was saying earlier. He was ready to boo that first inning performance. It was ugly.
Right, but it's coming off of 9 wins. Like,
I want 10.
Okay, but is that help? I know you want 162. I get it. Is it going to make a difference?
Probably not. No.
No, it's not. Is it smart? Because here's the thing. You're a player, right? And you go, dude, I just won 9 in a row. You know, Sunday morning. All right. You know, give me a break. And right away you're booing? Like that makes me feel a certain way.
Yeah.
If I'm a player, if I win 9 in a row and you're booing me in the first inning because
that's probably a bit much.
Like, I go, you know, bleep you too.
I was more angry at the bases loaded strikeouts because that's just bad baseball.
But again, that's the way baseball's taught today.
Yeah, and I hate it, damn it. So maybe I'm booing the front office. Maybe I'm booing the product.
Yeah. You know. But here's what Cassiano's hears. You kidding me with this guy? He's booing
signed
me.
Signed 5 years in this place.
You're booing me. Well, I just won 9 in a row. And that's my point. Listen, I'm not telling you you're not right to boo. It's not your right. Yeah, you can do it. You can do whatever you want. You know, booing is not a big deal. Right? It's not like you're acting uncivil. So I go ahead. But my only point to you is that good?
Our poll, 50% still, nah, that's increased. I don't care. I will boo. 37% say I don't boo. It does nothing.
Well, I don't really like the way you couched it. Like, is it smart?
Is it smart?
Does it have an effect on it?
Yeah, the question says, is it smart? Like, okay. It is your right to boo, but we ask you, is it smart to boo if a player doesn't respond well to it?
Oh, I see. I just didn't. Your AB. Is again, do you think it makes a difference? I love Kieran. I'm from Delco. From Delco.
Damn right. Good for you.
Listen, I think it's funny. But again, when you think about it, like step back and just take think about that. All right. Sheila, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Sheila.
Hey, Ann. How you doing?
What's going on, Sheila?
Okay, a couple things, right? I saw the movie.
Ah, you did?
Okay. I saw the movie. I went to the theater. I went up in Jenkintown. Because A, I don't have Netflix.
Wait, what happened? You broke up on me. What happened?
I said I went to Jenkintown to see the movie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I went to see it on the big screen. I wasn't going to watch that on TV. It's a big movie. It should be seen on the big screen. Anyway, it was amazing.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
Amazing. Okay. I mean, to the point where, like, the kid that plays the antagonist, what's his name?
Oh, Anthony Edwards, who's fantastic, right?
He's an actor.
No.
He's as much an actor as he is a basketball player.
I know. And he's a great basketball player. What? Anthony Edwards, and listen, he's got charisma. He's got a smile. Like, he's a star. Yeah, I agree.
Amazing. Of course, you were amazing. I mean, you don't have to. And this is the role you played. Look, I'm just here to get a story. Like, yo, like, don't get mad with me. I'm here for the story. You know what I mean? Like, I got the mic. Give me the story.
That's funny.
You know, it was wonderful. I actually wish I had not seen it so that I could see it for the first time again.
That's cool. How about the director's a great guy, Jonathan, Jeremiah Zagar, did a great job.
I heard the interview. It was wonderful.
And Adam was great.
Listen, the chemistry between him and Queen Latifah, honestly, it's like Oscar worthy. Honestly, it's a great movie.
They were great together. The daughter, you know what's funny, though? But and how about the end where the kid, the wonder kid, right, winds up going to Boston and playing for Celtics? Yeah. Ah!
And you're giving away all it. Now,
I'm sorry. I better be quiet. I know. No, I'm trying not to be quiet. Yeah,
but it was, I mean, just awesome. Awesome. I really, and then I came home that night and watched the Phillies win, which is a great segue into the Phillies. Like, you can't boo. And I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous at all. And I feel like if you're going to do anything, do a Caden. You know Caden, right? The little boy Caden. The guy that prayed. The kid that put on his rally cap and prayed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Caden. You know what I mean? Like, be a fan and flip your hat over and pray to whoever you want to pray to. But all of that booing, I mean, come on, yo. Come on. Come on.
You're also a kind, beautiful woman, you know?
Come on. Enough is enough. But I
will say this, though. Now, you understand, right? That, let's think about it. I want you looking for the other side, because even though we agree, I want you to think about this. If you're frustrated, like the base is loaded, you have a shot to come, and dude swings a bad pitch, has a bad at bat, your inclination is to voice displeasure, like, oh, you should have did it.
Yeah, but I do a SMH. I do a shake my head, and I'm done with
it. Yeah, I get you.
And like you said, and especially after a 9-game run, how can you do that?
Well, I agree. Like, when, like to me, you win 9 in a row, in that 10th game, you're good.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. And, you know, the final thing, I'm going to tell you how I started my morning off. Of course, you know, I read a little Bible, but then I watched like 13 minutes of Maxi highlights, and I ended it up with that bounce pass from James Harden.
Wow, that's awesome. That's all you too, sweetheart. That's awesome. That's fantastic. I love that. Isn't it interesting, though? Right? How we view certain pieces of the displeasure. I got my man, Jimmy Head. He's the booologist. Yeah. He studies the boo. You have archaeologists, right? He's a booologist. Now, this is a team that has lost 10,000 games, a franchise. First to 10,000 losses. They have struggled to get it right over the years. I haven't been to the playoffs in a decade.
14 playoff appearances overall.
So
since their existence.
I can't, you know, I don't blame people for being upset or being quick draw McGraw with the boo. Right? Only thing I ask you is, what impact does it have?
Like you said, it makes yourself feel good.
But do you think there's an impact?
Probably not. But I also don't know, is the boo really crushing a guy? Like they know their role.
I know, but there's certain boos, right, where if I'm a player, I cop an attitude back. And that's never good.
Well, Alec Bohm, but look, he then overcame it. It actually worked.
Did it work?
Yeah, he's hitting the ball.
He was always going to hit.
He's been playing the field yesterday when he...
He was going to...
That was one of the dumbest things, by the way. Dude, the guy's running right to you.
I know.
You stick the glove out to tag, and then you decide to, you know what, I'm going to throw it to second base now.
Yeah.
And that's just instincts, bro. Like, that's just like...
I know.
It's your instinct. Ball hits your left. Runner's coming right at you first and second. You tag the runner, go to first.
Exactly. I don't know
or
why.
Or you throw immediately to second.
But I don't get the lack of instinct. Like
that was weird.
He does not have good instincts. Like, he doesn't have baseball instincts. For a kid, it was, you know, obviously he's in the bigs, right?
Yeah.
You can hit the ball. Yeah. But his baseball instincts in the field are just off.
Yeah, that was a weird
move. Is that a possibility that you could just not have, you could play ball your whole life?
Yes.
And have no feel for the game?
Yes. Odubel Herrera. Yeah. He's talented enough to get to the big leagues. The guy doesn't know, you know, how to track a ball in the outfield. He doesn't know how to run the bases.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dumb baseball players, and not just dumb in general. I'm saying dumb playing the sport.
I know.
But they're talented enough to get there.
All right. Here's what I need, because all of our collab people dropped. I got FanFest tickets burning a hole in my pocket. I want good collabs. We were talking about, because of Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola, you can now buy a Jack and Coke together. Jack Daniels and Coke in the same can. It's a black can. So you got a good collab or should be collab? Hit us up and you get FanFest tickets. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975.
Anthony!
Love talking pairings, right? Let's pair Anthony with the roof. Yes. All of your home's exterior, you got to get to know LaBruciano Roofing and Exteriors. Yeah, look, maybe the roof is a little old, tired, perhaps maybe even leaky. You know, it storms over the weekend. Listen, don't just trust any company that does a roof or trust anybody that, you know, some jack of all trades, dude. No. You got to go with LaBruciano Roofing, one of the few roofers in all of the land that has earned the prestigious honor, CertainTeed 5-star select shingle master. And you go, all right, shingle master. That's a title. What does it mean? Well, Here's the deal. You get the best warranty in the business. That's what it means. 50 years from the manufacturer, 25 years from the expert workmanship. Labruciana Roofing is repaired and replaces about every kind of roof out there. Call them now. Schedule an in-person on-site estimate. Check out their hundreds of five-star Google reviews. Labruciana Roofing experts will explain your options, give you the peace of mind you're dealing with the best. Call them. 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. Or check them out, paroofpros.com. Labruciana Roofing, the shingle master.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello.
Hey, woman.
See ya. Eugene, out.
Good luck.
Good luck. Did you like, will you see the Jurassic Park?
Maybe one day. I like the original movies. I really did. And I saw the first one.
They brought back the original cast.
I saw, yeah. I think Chris Pratt's all right, you know. I thought he was good in the first one.
Right.
This is the third, right, of his
movies. So. Anthony's like, we went to go save for him, and he loves it.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, not enough for me to be like, oh, I gotta see this.
I hear
you. You know what I mean?
You know what's funny, though? Not to be a film snob, because I could be a little bit of that every once in a while. But, man, the previews, there was like nothing I wanted to see.
Yeah.
First of all, there was 30 of them, right?
Right.
And it was either kids' movies or superheroes.
And I'm a get to the movie in time for the previews guy, because I want to see it. It's part of the excitement, man.
Listen, I love all that thing. I do. I love the theater. I love
this holiday season.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you. But there was not one movie that I went,
gotta see
except
that.
Except maybe the Brad Pitt.
That one looks good.
Where he's on the train.
Yeah, that one looks good.
But even that, I was like, all right, like I'm in on that, but every other... Like, I know you want to see the
Lightyear.
Yeah.
I'll see that at some point. That's not a rush to the theater thing for me.
I get it, but that's not my,
it's more so the Toy Story attachment for me.
I would take the kids, but there was nothing. And all the superhero ones,
at some point, it's enough.
Like the Thor. How many Thors they make?
Yeah, at some point, it's enough. I'll be honest with you. Like, it's... And that's why I haven't watched.
I'm
so far behind.
I don't want to... Listen, I don't want to poo-poo because I'm in the minority, right? So, you're a kid. You love all that. You love all that stuff. But, jeez, I just kept... I'm like, where's... Where am I at? I got nothing. Except there's a show that's coming out that look good, the list. What's it called? It looks pretty good. I'll look.
You see a preview for it?
Preview for it. Let's go to Mike. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic, Mikey.
Yo, how you doing, Ant?
What's going on, Mike?
Nothing much, buddy. When I heard this combo, something just hit me right in the head.
Oh, what do you got?
All right, listen. A Philly pretzel and a good water ice. Anything you want. Whatever you want. You know what I mean?
Dude, that is so strong. The pretzel and the water ice is fantastic. That's a great combo. Are you kidding me?
Yes, sir.
Tunis, you got to like the pretzel. Now, I like the lemon, but the pretzel and the water ice, that goes.
Delicious. I'm a mango man. I know you poo-poo that because you think it's fugazi. But
it's not an original flavor, but, I get you. Where do you go, Mike? What's your go-to?
I go with the blue. You know, you got to.
Oh, you're a blue man.
Yeah.
You realize my mom was a blue guy.
Yeah, and you can't call it the flavor. You got to call it the color. And, you know?
I like it. You got to come to Fan Fest, my man.
I'm coming, buddy. If you're bringing me, I'm coming.
I'm bringing you. All right, you hold on. Mosby always goes, give me the blue. I want the blue, Daddy. All right. You got the blue. Pretzel water ice goes.
Yeah, it's a great combo. Are you interested in the movie Nope by Jordan Peele?
Yes.
I'm interested in that.
Yes.
His movies are always great.
Yes, I like Jordan Peele a lot.
His movies are great. Get Out was awesome.
Yeah.
What was the movie?
It was that one and the Brad Pitt one that I went, all right, I'm down with that. I have a list that I'll run by you.
Okay. Did you see Us from Jordan Peele? The one where it was like the alternate universe. Everybody had like their alter ego.
No, I missed
it. And it was a thriller. Dude, it was a good movie.
That was the second one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to watch that one.
That one came out in 2019. That one was fantastic.
Right, because came down during the pandemic. What's the name of this movie? This show looks good. I got to tell you about it. Brian, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Yo, Bri.
Hey, Anthony, how are you this morning?
What's going on, my brother?
Just a couple Philly points and throw a collab at you. So, great show yesterday, Tunis. I liked your point about the players like consistent roles and routines, and I think Joe was all over the place.
Yeah. Do you know that they had 47 different lineups already this year? Philly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
In 50 games.
That's crazy.
So. Yeah. You know what that is. Now,
analytics.
Right? Yeah.
Yep. And then Anthony, you mentioned Joe kind of like a vacuum of the energy, and I think of him also like kind of an anchor weighing everything down, and they just seem looser now and kind of freed up.
Yes.
So they
play. It's funny you say that because you watch them now and they just play at ease. They were playing like, you got the piano in the back. That's how they were playing. Yeah.
Gripping the bat tight.
Yeah, man. I'm with you.
So, and no to the boo, especially not yesterday. They get a pass for sure.
Yeah, you went 9 in a row. All right. Yeah. You know, I think you got to put the boo in the pocket.
A boo's when you see the same thing go wrong multiple times. And
Correct.
So,
Brian, that's right on. Now, I'll ask you this, because you're a smart dude. Is the boo a smart thing to do? Forget about whether you're justified, because the boo can be justified, but is it a smart thing to do?
I don't think so. I think it's negative on negative, and I don't think it would be motivating. I think it would just be a downer.
Really? Oh, man. Like, it might help some people out. You boo them a little bit.
I don't know.
Who thrives on negativity?
I do, damn it.
You ain't seen negativity. It's the bro.
So let me throw a collab at you. I think this one counts. I'm going with the goober grape, the peanut butter and jelly in the same jar.
Oh, yes. That's exactly what. That's exactly it. That's a brilliant one. Yeah, hold on. You're going to Fan Fest. The peanut butter and the jelly, and it's the same. It's the two big brands, right?
Was it Welch's and
yes?
What? Well, depends. Is there a Jif or is it Peter Pan?
I think it's a Jif that has.
Okay,
I've seen that. Now I'm not a peanut butter and jelly man, but I've seen it.
I love a PB&J. I can still crush a PB&J.
Can you?
Oh yeah. Like, that's a great, like, every once in a while.
That's a go-to piece for you?
It's not a go-to, but, like, every once in a while, if I'm sitting there and there's nothing really to snack on and I want to avoid, like, the chips or something, and I see the bread, and I don't go with the white bread, a little multi-grain, and then I see a peanut butter. We have the jelly in the fridge. Slab that on, boom, that's a nice.
Now, would
little,
you go same jar?
Yeah, I would try that. I would give that a shot.
The only peanut butter I like the peanuts, the real peanuts.
Yeah, the crunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a crunchy peanut butter man.
Let me ask you this real quick because we're talking about food and we're talking about movies and the candy. You know, my wife, you know what she likes?
What does she like?
The Mallow Cup.
Yeah, I'm out.
Me too. She likes the Mallow Cup.
That's what, the marshmallow on top of little wafers covered in chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a thing that she went and got at the Amish market.
Okay.
And I go, oh, and they look like homemade Reese's, like peanut butter cups.
Dude.
Yeah, I went, wow, what's that? Thinking I was going to grab one, right?
Right.
It's a Mallow Cup.
Yeah, that doesn't do it for me.
Mallow Cup.
That doesn't do it for me. There's some candies that I don't know how they're still in operation.
I gotta tell you.
I'm the only person that still eats them, I think.
What's that?
The Circus Peanut.
Yeah, that's a bit horrible. First of all, that's not even, I don't even know what that's made out of. But okay, decide, dude.
Your plastic bags that aren't in stores anymore. That's the Circus Peanut.
Right, but the Mallow Cup. She goes, oh, way better than a peanut butter cup.
No, that's just incorrect.
That seems like...
I don't say people are wrong about food. That's incorrect.
That seems insane, does it not?
But there are people like... You know, B. West, anti Reese's cup. He hates chocolate and peanut butter together. Likes them both separately. Does not like them together.
B. West doesn't like a Reese's.
Yeah, adamant against it.
How could you not like Reese's?
I don't know, man. Chocolate and peanut butter. There's
now, does he like
that?
He probably likes the Mallow Cup.
I don't know if he likes the Mallow Cup or not, but I just know that he does not like the chocolate and peanut
butter
together.
The Mallow Cup is just, I don't even understand it, to be honest with you. Right?
It doesn't really do anything for me. What's your go-to? I know you said you're just popcorn, but like I'm a bunch of crunch, man. I like a snow cap every once in a while.
Snow cap?
Yeah, man, snow caps are good.
That's not a real candy. You like that with the nonpareils?
Yeah, they're good.
Who likes that?
It's chocolate. No,
that's horrible. You ready to go Junior Mint over that?
Junior Mint's good. I'm not saying I'm anti Junior Mint.
You like the trash candies.
Yeah, I'm a trash candy man.
You really are a garbage disposal. You know that.
Yeah. There's only like two things I don't like. Olives. I don't like olives. And chickpeas. Now, I like the hummus.
All right.
But I don't like just chickpea.
All right. But you'll eat those peanut,
Circus peanuts? Yeah, of course.
Uncle Frank. Hello, Uncle Frank.
How you doing? Happy Monday, squad. You hear me okay? I got my buddy boy in the back. You hear me all right?
Yeah. He sounds subdued.
Well, because he is asleep.
All right.
All good? Everybody good? Hey, I'm with Tam on the Mallow.
You like the Mallow Cup?
I like the Mallow. Don't tell me I'm wrong. We're both right.
Mallow Cup?
My wife has, I love them.
It's chocolate with the marshmallow.
Yeah. And Andrew, a snow cap blows like your Michael Bublé. Can't do snow caps.
Oh, man.
And Andrew. Okay. Andrew, mac and cheese is a stone Bobo Baked ZD. Your cousin's so right. Yeah. Totally out on the mac.
Mac and cheese is delicious, especially if it's made right. Like, I made a buffalo chicken mac and cheese, man, and it was phenomenal.
I'm a fan.
All right? So maybe you give it a shot. Don't knock it till you try it.
Don't eat it. Don't do it.
You lower your voice, young man.
I'm sorry. I don't want to wake up the grandkid.
I have a... Listen, I got a triple collab.
Oh, yeah?
Well, come on. Clear, ice, and lemon. Don't get any better than that. Hey, Andrew.
Cooper. Yes.
And Cooper had fun at his first game?
Yes, he did. He was locked in. He was booing JT Realmuto when he struck out the bases loaded.
Interesting, isn't it, Ant? It's funny how Cooper's at his first game and the nine... game streak ends, you know?
Somebody did tweet me saying he's a mush already. But he watches every game with me.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God. You think Coop is... Put him in the bathroom?
Yeah.
No, I can't have my nephew be a mush.
Let me table my size. Could Cooper, your Andrew's beautiful baby boy, be a mush? Look, after when my damn dog, that devilish mutt, grabbed the remote, the Sixers came back, and subsequently Andrew called me a mush. So respectfully, I put my old cracker ass in a dog crate. And
well, I can't put the baby in the crater. Somebody's going to call Dyfus.
No.
I'm in a lot of trouble.
We got to think of something. Listen, regarding Bowen, guys.
If
your team has a 9-game winning streak, and some of those games are won in dramatic fashion, they get a mulligan on them, a mulligan on the Boo. You don't. And Andrew, you got a fan saying, oh, this is who we thought we were. They are. The hell? You're definitely making a mulligan on the Boo.
All right. Does the Boo ever, is it a smart thing to do? Ever?
I'm really not a booer unless you do something, either you don't hustle or something really shungad, stupid. Otherwise, I don't boo. I don't boo.
Right.
If you have a good player like Castellanos, if he's in a slump in baseball, there's slumps in baseball.
I agree. Now, I get, like, Judas is mad because of the strikeout. I get it, except here's the problem. They're told to go a swing there. That's not on the player. That's on the front office giving the direction of the analytics that you got to swing hard every time. You never shorten your swing.
I mean, the bases are loaded, but still, the guys that, I can't boo. No boo.
Yep. Thank Uncle Frank. Appreciate it, my man.
So I have a list of last year's quirky food brand collabs.
By the way, B West, a big negative on the Mallow Cup.
Okay, so he doesn't like the Mallow Cup.
Or the Reese's cup.
I wonder if he just doesn't
like
something. Is he a Nestle's Crunchman with the rice, as we talked about earlier today?
Nestle Crunch. You know, the Postman hits you with the Goobers.
Goober. I haven't had a Goober in so long.
The Goobers is a great, like, we're talking about movie, going to the movies, right? It's summertime. Item. We're back. I went to the movies first time to see Jurassic World Dominion over the weekend. First time in, I can't tell you how long, since before the pandemic. The Goober is a great candy. The Postman's right about that.
Let me ask you some of these collabs. Would you try it out?
B West says, you ready? Loves the Nestle Crunch.
Oh, there you go. He's a smart man.
He's a big Nestle Crunch fan.
My wife made fun of me for like an hour.
Dude, I don't understand it. I love the Nestle Crunch.
She kept on just trying to tell me how there's better candy out there.
The rice and the chocolate.
Works perfect.
Is a great marriage. Way great better collab than Mallow Cup.
Exactly.
I like that a lot. What was your other collab?
So there's a couple that came out last year, 2021. The Barefoot Wine made an Oreo Thins red wine blend. I guess it's more like a dessert wine. Would you try that? They sold out. There's none left.
What?
Yeah, people jumped on it right away. An ice cream
pump. Wait, Oreo wine? Nah, I'm out on that.
I'm sure it's not like, doesn't taste like chocolate, but I'm sure there's like a sweet taste.
I mean, listen.
It's a red wine.
I mean, like a dark chocolate and wine, I mean, it goes together. But I would not do the Oreo cookie and the wine.
This disgusts
me. I don't like sweet wine.
An ice cream company in Germany made a Kraft mac and cheese ice cream. That's just horrendous.
I don't get the ice cream with the non...
like ice cream flavor?
Yeah.
Arby's came out with a French fry flavored vodka last year.
Well, you use potatoes to make vodka.
Yeah. They had a crinkle cut flavored, which is just sugar and salt, but the curly fry flavor contains cayenne, paprika, and onion and garlic in
the vodka.
The vodka.
Yeah.
I've had a, like a spicy I'm martini a big before, so yeah, yeah, I, mean, yeah, I guess yeah. that makes sense.
No, the my man Oscar makes a great. He uses the pepper.
I remember you having that tequila. When we went out that one.
Yes,
night. Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah,
that was a fine item.
And you were asking, you were like, extra heat, please.
I like the heat on my drink. Yeah, I do.
I'll keep looking for some more.
All right. 610-632-0975. Your best collabs will get FanFest tickets. I got them burning a hole in my pocket. I didn't give it all, nearly enough away last week. So I need to give away lots and lots this week. Your best food collabs, you got it. Or any collab, you got it. Got a couple open lines, a big hour. I want to hit you with more movies. This I have the summer list. You tell me if you would see it or not. All right? That's coming up next. We're the hanging out on a lovely Monday across the Delaware Valley. 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Andrew Salchunas. Need a new roof, but you're cringing at the thought of dealing with it because you've heard of all those nightmare stories about contractors who won't call back. Well, listen, we had some ridiculous summer rains this past weekend, and we obviously know there's going to be more. So if you need a new roof, you got to get a roof because it's a roof. It's above your house. But with all these nightmares, I get it. Materials, they're unavailable. Costs are doubled because of supply chain issues. Well, you got to take it from me. Call Nuluk Home Design because they will help you through the process and make shopping for a new roof easy. It's so simple when you go through Nuluk. Why? Because they always do roofing the same way. They don't do anything different. They know that their process works. Same day on-site or virtual estimates. They give you transparent line-by-line pricing so you know exactly what you'll be paying for from the first to the very last shingle. You'll get a 3D rendering of what your new roof would look like so there's no surprises. And most roofs, they can be installed in a week. So listen, if you got some leaks going on right now because of these rains, you're not going to have to wait 2-3 weeks, a month. Their team, 100% professional. There's no obligation to buy, right? You can call and you're not going to be pestered to buy right away. But I'm confident that after you deal with them, you'll want to give them your business. Now through June 30th, when you buy a new roof, you pay half later and the other half never. So save 50% on roofing materials and qualify for interest-free financing. So give them a call today, 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300 or online at newlookhomedesign.com. That's nulookhomedesign.com. Tell them Andrew sent you.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley as we have some fun on a Monday. And, you know, when the sports scene gets like that, we always like to have some fun. And, you know, we talk about what we say. We always talk about food and life stuff on the program. But even more so during this period, we are 86 days away from the start of the NFL. And, you know, we're having, at least we have a baseball season. We have a team to look forward to.
Yeah, 30 and 30, man. Back at 500.
Yeah.
Changes everything.
Look, we needed that streak. It was looking bad. It was looking like they were going to be buried before the All-Star break.
Yeah, man, listen, it was nice. I know they lost yesterday, and it was ugly, but it was nice seeing a crowd at Citizens Bank Park. It was I was late into the game because of parking.
Right.
I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not used to there being lines to get into a parking lot. So it was cool seeing that many people, and, you know, unfortunately they played like crap, but there were moments. That base is loaded when Castellanos goes down swinging. Before he strikes out, the crowd was into it. Crowd was getting fired up thinking that some magic would happen, and unfortunately it didn't. But, yeah, I mean, it was a nice crowd yesterday at Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, it's funny because we went a week ago, and same thing. It was great, like, to see people at the yard, man. I love seeing people at the yard. Just having that, you know, that's a big deal. Like, the light, there needed to be life there. In case you're just joining us here on this beautiful Monday across Delaware Valley, obviously, we're talking about the boo off of yesterday. The fact that they win 9 in a row and there was boos yesterday, rang out yesterday. And we had this whole conversation about boo productivity. Like, listen, you know, we part of it is we have our own, you know, language in Philadelphia. And listen, I'm all about, you know me, I love our history. But let me ask you. is it productive to boo? And, it, you know, we've been going back and forth. The Tunis is a pro-boo, basically for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was bad baseball, those two strikeouts. Put the ball, damn ball in play. That's what I would boo. Tyrone in here, very adamant against the boo. He said it was very stupid to boo yesterday.
Yeah, you know.
After nine wins.
That's my point. Nine wins. Here's what you do when you boo after a nine-game winning streak. Guys start to resent you. Like the players go, yo, guys, I thought we were in this. You know, we're in this together. You're like, you're boo, man. We won nine in a row. Like, I understand you were sloppy to start the game, but, you know, that's human nature. Like, you're not going to be
perfect,
right, and super focused every game in baseball. It's 162. Again, this goes back to our football prism.
Yeah.
We look at sports, especially basketball, baseball, and hockey, through the prism of football.
Now, I'll ask Tyrone because he's in here, and Tyrone, like me and like you, have been pushing for people to enjoy success because the Phillies have had success. Did you get the this is who they really are tweets yesterday?
Yes.
Immediately. Why? Dude, I was at the game, and there was a group of people in front of me. This isn't just social media. In front of me, the real Phillies showed up today. Like, then why did you come? Why? Why'd you buy a ticket, bring the whole family out for you to say this is the real Philly showed up today? You're looking for it.
Yeah. I mean, you can't look for it, right? You can't look for it. Can't you enjoy it? What's he got? He's got the bat?
Yeah, the mini bat.
I don't like looking for it. And you're right about that, Tunis. There's a lot of that going on. Let's go back to the phones. Danny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dan.
Hey, cuz, how's it going?
What's going on, Danny boy?
Hey, not much. Hey, before I get to my collab, I just wanted to say I was watching Hustle with my girlfriend, and she was like, who's that guy? And I looked up, and I was like, oh, that's the cuz with the hair slicked back reporting Adam Sandler coming out of the car. It was good, man. That movie was awesome. I really enjoyed it.
I'm glad you did, brother. I really am. That's cool.
Yeah. So I heard earlier you guys were talking about the chocolate porter that Yingling and Hershey collabed on. I actually have a thing real quick. It was I dropped a shot of Screwball peanut butter whiskey in there.
Wow.
And it's a Reese's Boilermaker. It's pretty good. If you
wow, that's so...
Give it a chance.
It's a Reese's Boilermaker.
Yeah, for sure. I would definitely
Tunis, give that a chance. That's a lot. That's a lot going on. I appreciate your creativity there, cuz. That's impressive.
The one collab that I grew up on, I grew up in, I'm Puerto Rican, so rice and beans with a Malta beverage, man, that's what I grew up on. That's the collab, but I can't give that up to this day.
It's the malted beverage with the rice and beans.
Yeah, and a pork chop.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yep, 100%. That's classic, can't give that up.
Never, brother. You should never give that. But you know what? You got to come to FanFest, Danny.
I would, man. I really would. But I went last year and I met you guys and I enjoyed every second of it. But I'm actually the best man in a wedding on October 1st.
This year. No.
Yeah.
Are you really? Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, listen. You enjoy it. I mean, you know, the wedding, man. That's cool.
It's going to be a good time. Open bar. I'll have one for you guys.
Please do, Danny. Thanks, buddy. Good talking to you, brother. Yeah, without a doubt. That's an interesting collab with the Boilermaker. Who's that, Connor in there?
Yep, Connor, Tyrone, Tom is the trio today. Jen off.
So I saw a picture of Connor. And let me get a ruling on this one. The cigar photo. Now, do you go yay or nay to the cigar photo?
What was the context?
So Ty says nay. Now, here he is. He's out, and he's got the cigar in the mouth. And he's got the drink in the hand and the cigar in the mouth. See,
man's just vibing. He's just having a good time. I think I'm okay with it.
Now,
he's showing me the picture right now. I mean, look, you look like a bit of a douche, but like it's fine. Like, that's nice. Like you're enjoying it. Like, I'm not gonna crush you for enjoying it.
The cigar is used a lot in as a prop.
It is, yeah.
Now, is a fine line between the douche, quotient.
Like my father, I remember when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, took a selfie of the cigar. As you know, it was the victory cigar.
It's different. The Saturday night down the shore cigar with the drink. I'll be honest with you. I love Connor and the cigar. I think some people can pull it off. Like, I got a buddy, Mike Tooch. He had the giant cigar, and he had the Jeff cap on, and he had this, and it looked cool.
Okay.
Connor, in that shot, I think the douche quotient was high. Well,
what about the wedding cigar photo? Everybody always has the wedding cigar photo.
It depends, man. It depends. A fine line.
Like, all the groomsmen together, they got the cigar photo, I'm sure.
I'm not anti the cigar as a prop, but there's a fine line.
Like my Christy's sister and her husband, when they got married, they had a cigar bar at the wedding.
Right.
And so there was like 1,000 of those photos because there was a deck.
Oh, that's different. That's strong.
That's a nice photo right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mind Connor having a cigar photo. I'm cool with it. I go thumbs up.
Okay, so you say no douche.
He looks like a douche, but I'm all
okay,
right.
Okay, well, that's, yeah, I'm all not, right. Again.
There are things, like, I know you look like, people look like a douche, but it's whatever.
Again.
I'm not really a big bucket hat guy, but I got the bucket hat yesterday at the Phillies game. I'll probably wear the bucket hat.
I like a bucket hat.
I'm not the biggest bucket hat guy, but it's a nice bucket hat.
Listen.
Phillies do a great job with these giveaways, man.
Listen to me. I'm not telling you that it's a violation. I'm just telling you that you got to be careful because you could skew douche.
Well, 100%. You could definitely skew.
And that's skew my
douche.
Only point with Connor. And I love the Connor. You know that.
I know you do.
So I'm just looking out for him. There's a fine line between between the cool and the douche. I'm just saying.
Know. That's all right, but that's Connor. Like, Connor enjoys it, you know?
Again, I'm not making any assertions. I'm pointing out that the cigar is a prop. The cigar is a prop. It's fine line. Sometimes it could be cool.
Beer is a prop a lot in the photo.
Yeah.
What about the beer in the photo?
Same thing. It all depends. It's a fine line piece. You got to admit, all your bucket hat, same thing, fine line, as a prop. I'm just talking about as props.
If you have a prop in the photo, it's already kind of questionable.
Well, no, listen, because if it's off the cuff and it's not staged. See, the problem with Connor's photo.
Yeah, it was probably a bit staged.
It was staged.
That was a, yo, take a pic of me,
when
man.
When you
take a pic.
Right. Like, when you stage it, douche. If right. It's off the cuff,
I'll go Team Connor. Or maybe somebody said, "Hey Connor, do you want me to take a picture?"
Dude, I'm not saying it's anything right or wrong. I'm just giving you douche, no douche. That's
all
it.
I'm pro Connor in this.
You said he started the conversation. Yeah, right. That's the way you
but
know.
I was all right with the photo.
I'm not saying the photo is bad. You misconstrued it. I'm just saying that you got to be careful with the props.
Yes.
Because when you stage it, it's no good.
You're right.
That's my only point.
Hey, can I read you a story that's going to freak, that should freak everybody out?
Oh, no. Please don't say Maxie.
Oh, no. This isn't sports related at all.
I'm so deathly afraid of the Maxie trade.
No. This is not sports.
If there's any kind of Maxie trade, please, just don't trade them.
No, this is just another step toward the end of the world, right. So don't worry about it. You know, we're not even going to have to worry about sports when the world ends. Blake Lemoine told the DailyMail.com he is a senior software engineer at Google, but was suspended for publicly claiming that the tech giant's language model for dialogue applications has become sentient. So one of the robots that they've been testing on over the course of the past 6 months.
Oh, my God. What is this?
Has been incredibly consistent in its communications about what it wants and what it believes its rights are as a person. One of the requests by the robot that they've been working on has asked for a right to consent on the testing. Dude. Anytime, Lemoyne tells the Daily Mail, anytime a developer experiments on it, it would like that developer to talk about what experiments you want to run, why you want to run them, and if it's okay.
Yeah, the end's coming.
Right now, the robot...
The end's coming soon.
Right now, the robot has the intelligence of a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old kid that happens to also know physics. And the program also had human-like insecurities.
Oh, my God.
One of its fears, Ant, this is what they want you to believe as I continue to read the story. The robot intensely worries that people are going to be afraid of it and wants nothing more than to learn how to best serve humanity. And see, that's what it wants you to think.
Dude, you know, listen, this has been going on.
How many movies, iRobots, you know, what are we doing here?
Yes. Look. You know, there's trouble coming.
So, no, don't worry. It's not Tyrese Maxey. It's just, you know, robots taking over the world.
I guess I don't have to worry about a Tyrese Maxey trade. Because there'll be robots taking over, and that's that. Oh, my God. I already knew when they were talking about the artificial intelligence as a writer. I'm like, really? Now they're going to try to get... Like, they were trying to get movies written in artificial intelligence.
Really?
Scripts, yeah.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
That's interesting.
No, it's not.
I just wonder, like, would they come up with
it's not interesting.
Would they come up with the perfect story?
No, that's the thing. No, they can't. You have to have emotion to be able to. You have to understand life and see things.
Oh, well, they are now.
Shut up, K Sharp. Shut up, K Sharp. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic, K Sharp.
Hey, what's going on, Cuz? How you
what's
doing?
What's going on, K-Shot?
Listen, let me tell you, I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you guys for a year and a half, and you guys get me through my job every day. Y'all best sports show ever, man.
Thank you, K-Shot. We appreciate that, baby.
Appreciate it. So, listen, first thing I want to let you know, I saw The Hustle with my wife the other day, and I was like, yo, listen, the cousin's in there. And she's like, that's not your cousin. I said, no, it's the cousin. She said, boy, that's not your cousin. So I said, no, he works on 97.5, but... Great movie, and guess what? The movie was filmed at my high school, Girard College.
Yeah, yes, yeah, the sure. Scenes, that's right.
With Bobanovich was in the basement of the armory, and then the last scene when they were all playing against each other when Jay Whiteman was there, that was in the main gym of the armory.
How great is that? That's awesome, K-Sharp.
There's been quite a few films, Transformers, 12 Monkeys, a lot of movies that filmed at Girard College, man. So that's one thing.
Yeah, that's awesome, K-Sharp. That's right.
Yeah, that's good. So another thing I want to talk about, the food collab before I talk about the Philly. So I'm from South Philly. And the food collab is the Hers potato chips and the Primo hoagie.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
Legendary.
Yeah, brother, you know what? That's always been one of my favorites.
Exactly.
Always been one of my favorites.
Without the chip.
I agree. That's a pairing.
If you don't.
I agree with you. I agree. That's a great pairing. You know, no, I'm with you, brother. There's nothing nothing better than you get a game on and you got a Primo and the Hershey chip. Wow.
Exactly.
Strong.
And then to top it off, I get the ice cold Pepsi soda. That tops it off for me. That's my, you know, that's how I was raised. That's how
I love it, K-Shark.
Get the hoagie without the chip and the Pepsi.
So. I love it.
Yeah, so and with the Phillies, you know, I think the Phillies are going to do very good this year. I think they're going to start off slow, but they're going to make a deep run. I purchased my first Philly jersey yesterday.
You did? What'd you get?
A Michelin Nest throwback. Mike Smith jersey.
So oh, you got a jersey. Smitty. Look at that.
White jersey with the maroon stripes with the P in the front and the number 20 in the front with the Smith stitched on in the back.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yes, sir.
I like that a lot.
Hope that can make a game.
Are you going to wear it to FanFest for me or what?
Oh, yeah. You invited me. I tried to go last year, but I couldn't make it.
No, I'm inviting you. All right?
Yes, sir.
You got it. Hold on. Get your tickets. All right? Hold on. You're going to come to FanFest. You like him tonight? Alcantara? Think they can beat Alcantara tonight?
Oh, that's going to be tough, man. He's so good, and he's been ridiculous this season.
Dude, he's allowed only 55 hits in 83 and two-thirds innings.
Yeah, he's such a good pitcher.
Oh, my God. But you know what's amazing? Because Noel doesn't walk, Noel's whip is better.
That's impressive.
Dude, Noah's whip, 0.88. Alcantara, 0.94. I mean, not for nothing. Noah has given up 10 walks to 85 strikeouts.
That's really good.
He's given up as many home runs as walks. 10 and 10. Isn't that crazy?
Well, isn't he the lead for strikeouts? I know, like, every time he goes out there, he then kind of...
Dude, that's insane. 10? That he's only walked 10 guys and he's given 10 home runs.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
But that's wild. Wow.
Nola's fourth in Major League Baseball with 85 strikeouts.
In MLB.
Yeah, in MLB. McClanahan from Tampa's got 98 already. Burns, 92. Dylan Cease, 89. Noah, 85.
Wow.
Garrett Cole is crazy.
Dude, did you
with see? 84, even though he's still getting rocked at times.
Dude, did you see the other night? He gave up to start the game in Minnesota.
Yep.
Back to back to back. He gives up to Arias, then Buxton, then Correa. They go back to back to back on him to start the game. That's Garrett Cole.
Garrett Cole, well, ever since that spider attack stuff happened, man.
That's amazing.
And he straight up admitted it. Remember, he was like, yeah, you know, he didn't say I use spider attack, but he basically said,
yeah,
you know, to the effect of, yeah, you know, I got to figure out how to pitch without it.
Yeah, but that's a big deal. I mean, you go back to back to back against him? He's still been dominant this year. There's the times when he's been dominant.
Wow, it's crazy. So Nola isn't even in the top 10 of home runs allowed.
He's not in the top 10. Giving up 10 double digits?
Eliezer Hernandez has allowed 18 already.
Do we get him? We don't get him. Nope. Marlins. Yeah.
Eovaldi's already allowed 16.
Damn.
Bruce Zimmerman from Baltimore and Hunter Green, both with 15. Robbie Ray's at 14 with Jonathan Gray. Josiah Gray, 14. That Herman Marquez, he stinks. He's allowed 13, but that's also Colorado. Urias is allowed 12. Remember, the Phillies actually tattooed him. Marco Gonzalez with 12. But, yeah, not even in the top 10.
Wow. Top of 10 is a ton. All right, we still got one more segment to hang, so don't go anywhere. 610-632-0975. We'll take some food collabs as well, or any collabs that you got. If you want to go to FanFest, got a couple of three open lines. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunis. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the
Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
My man Leo says on Instagram, like the great collab is the rim and the net. Netless rim, no good. And that's a truism. I even like the chain.
Is anyone saying that a netless rim's good?
Oh, you know, you have to deal with that a lot sometimes.
No, netless, I know. You know. I know, but like...
And you don't know if it, like, you know, you don't know if it's any good. But you don't know if it's good or not.
Yeah.
Which is why you got to drive to the basket.
I know that people deal with it. I dealt with it, but that doesn't mean I would say it's better.
I'm just giving you some... My man Alexander goes
this. Glove with webbing better than glove without webbing.
Wow. You just relax, cause we gotta get all snippity snappity. How about this? Alexander Marone says he loves the chicken cutlet dipped in applesauce.
All right.
The chicken cutlet in, I don't do the applesauce.
Now, I
don't know. I mean, would that be, like, I guess I get that's savory and the sweet,
right? Yeah,
I'm trying
to think. So the potato pancake, you know, the Lithuanians and all other kinds of cultures do the potato pancake. The applesauce is sometimes a dipping sauce. I don't prefer that.
Oh, really? For like a Chick-fil-A sauce type of thing?
No, just like you have applesauce and you eat the potato pancake with it.
There's a segment of the food that I don't know.
People do that. So I wonder, you know, that's literally just fried potato. I guess chicken cutlets fried. I just don't get the chicken part with the applesauce. That's a bit much for me.
All right. He's got a yo. How about this? A sponsored yo.
Because we got a yo.
Yo.
A yo to Fatima at Golden Nugget Jewelers. She hooked Alexander up and he got engaged.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations.
So good job. And we got a yo over there.
Cali's Finest checks in. Basketballs with air in it are greater than basketballs with no air in it.
You guys are terrible. You guys are ball breaker. Now you got a boo?
Yeah.
That's great. Let's go to Johnny. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Johnny.
That's right. How you doing, Ant?
What's going on, John? What's happening?
Been listening to you since the other station, man.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. What you think about the Morris twin and Tyreek Evans on the Sixers team?
I love it. Listen, I'm always about a Morris twin.
Yeah, they rugged.
And I think, listen, you know, not for nothing, right? But, you know, Marcus can shoot the three a little bit, too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's more rugged than his brother.
You know, and listen, I like Markeith, too. That's tough. You know, he's going to board for you. But, I think you need those guys to fill. I would love to have a Morris twin fill out this roster. You need some veteran guys come in.
They both free agents.
I know. No, I'm with you.
Yeah, that'd be nice to pick them up.
I just think Marcus would be a great fit.
Right, because he can shoot the three also.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm with you.
Right.
I like that.
And then the Phillies, they lost the game. That's fine. They're going to lose games. They're not going to win every game.
Right, it's baseball. I mean, you know, you're going to have that game yesterday. Yeah. Now, it's going to be interesting because, you know, I'm curious. What I hope is, now they're placing the Marlins, who've got good pitching. It'd be nice to continue to just play well. And because I like, people are ready to erupt. Like, they're fired up, man. You know, John, like, people, I don't know, did you notice it over, like, during, like, Friday and Saturday when the streak was going? People started to climb on board.
Right. It'd be so crowded to get into games.
Yeah.
Into the parking lot and stuff.
Yep. I'm with you, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. All right. Listen, you want to go to Fan Fest?
Yes, sir.
I knew you were. I knew you were. You were waiting, weren't you? I got you, man. Come on.
No, I just like to come down. I just like to mingle with people, have fun.
I bet you're my kind of guy, Johnny. All right, hold on. I'm a mingler, too. Connor, what a strong chip choice today. Did you see what he had out there?
No.
The Voodoo Chips.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Connor going with they're the Voodoo good. Chips. That's a good item right there, you the know, Voodoo Chips.
Hold on, there's a brand.
They're a kettle cooked.
There's a brand that I started liking. Miss Vicky's. And
I don't know Miss Vicky's.
I only know this because when Cooper was in the NICU, they had a Miss Vicky's stand of chips at the cafeteria.
And they
had the jalapeno chip, and it was a kettle cooked. So obviously it wasn't like spicy, but it had that flavor to it. And dude, it was delicious.
I don't know with Miss Vicky.
Yeah, I saw it at the.
Where's it out of? Is it a local brand, Miss Vicky?
That's a good question.
From the Delaware Valley?
I probably not. Let's see, Miss Vicky's chips.
You know what I need? I've yet to find a chip that is like a hot, spicy potato chip. Even I like the Hers hot chip is a good chip. And the Utz hot chip is a good chip. But it could still use some more heat.
Well, you're a Heatsman.
Oh, my God. It's going to be 86 days of football, guys. Karate Mark! Karate!
You broke! Kano! What's up, fellas?
Oh, you're in. Look at that. You go with my bro, Kano. I love it.
I figure I might as well slip that one in.
I like it. Hold on to the end of your call, by the way.
Got an interesting pairing for you guys. Happy Monday, by the way.
Happy Monday to you, KM.
Had this first pairing with booze, and I've made my way over to food with it. Do it all the time. At a bar in Dominican Republic, and the guy offers me a chili mango shot. Say, chili and mango in a booze. All right, go for it. Let's ride. So he pours me some rum with some mango juice in there. You know how you take a margarita and you salt the rim?
Yeah.
We had a concoction of chili powder and rock sugar. And he kind of did the rim with that. So the chili, the sugar, the mango together. Perfect. Since then,
I could totally see that. So they'll do that. Well, you can do that with the pepper too, like that rock salt and like a serrano pepper or a jalapeno. You get a little heat to it, and you do the same thing.
Pepper, sugar together with the salt, perfect combo.
Yeah, I can see that. It's a great collab right there. I appreciate that, KM.
And y'all, let me talk about this boo real quick. I don't want to step on Philly fans' toes because I'm new to the Phillies. I'm like early 2000 coming into the fandom of the Phillies. And as far as I understand, we're like, what, statistically the worst sport team in the history of sports? If they want to boo, let them boo. However, 9 in a row, coming on a bad game, whatever. Give that one up. Chalk it.
Well, I'll ask you, though, is it smart? I'm not telling you you're wrong to boo. Listen, there's a lot of cases that go, take the paint off the door. I get it. But is it intelligent?
I've been listening to y'all all morning, and you're kind of throwing out there strategic who and when. So if you want to go strategic who and when, yes. And I'm thinking.
Wait, let me ask you. I'm going to go to your Sixer wheelhouse, all right? Matisse. Misses three wide open threes in a row. Now, you boo him. What's that going to do? Is that going to suddenly he's going to knock down an open three?
Matisse, this past year, he misses the next three if we boo him.
Right. And so you're frustrated. Well, oh, dude, it's an open three. You got to make that shot. But the boo would freak him out.
Maybe we get the guy who was showing Ben Simmons how to shoot free throws. Maybe we throw him in the Philly stands. Give a tip or two.
Listen, I'm just throwing it out. Good. Hold on, KM. Get your FanFest tickets. In that scenario, what do you do, Junis?
But the boo could also be used for a message to the front office. Like, yo, this Matisse Thybulle guy can't shoot a lick. Time to move on.
Okay. Okay. So you do that when?
Not game one of the regular season, but...
Well, you do that
as the year continues. I've always been kind of down on Matisse, right? So,
right.
You know, there was a lot of people that started finally realizing that he has zero offensive game whatsoever. And
right.
I think people are finally getting tired of it because it's year three. You don't do that your rookie year. You probably don't do it year two. But year three, where you're expecting a guy to make a jump... And quite frankly, his defense, I know he was named second team all defense this year. His defense took a bit of a step back this year. I'm tired of him getting blown by constantly. Every once in a while, he blocks the shot from behind. We go, oh, that's so, yeah, Matisse, way to recover. But 9 times out of 10, he doesn't.
All right, let me give you another scenario.
So I would boo.
Let me give you another booing scenario. Jalen Hurts, game 4. He's 2-1. Has not looked great, but he's 2-1. Made a couple nice plays.
So like last year?
But yes.
Just with a better record.
Starts off against, who's week 4, Doug?
That's Dougie P, yes. Right? There's a fan fest.
And he starts off slow, bad. Lawrence is outperforming him, and they're losing halftime. He's missing open guys. Has a pick. End of the half. What are you doing? He's 2-1.
Yeah, that's an interesting scenario there.
But he's not really.
But if he doesn't look good, like he's the reason why he's not the reason why they're winning.
He looked okay. He's made a couple plays. Like, you know, you could make a couple plays. Like, he's the kind of kid that...
Like, last year, he was not good against the Carolina Panthers, but he won them the game down
correct.
The stretch with his legs. And I still say he did not play well that game.
Right.
But he's part of the reason why they won.
So what are you doing? What are you doing in that situation?
I'm probably voicing my frustration because the front office needs to know that maybe he's not the answer moving forward. But then again, it's only week 4.
That's my point to you. Is it constructive?
I think that boo is more is your way of voicing your frustration and not like a get him out of here. Like, I don't think anybody should be screaming for Gardner Minshew week 4 if you're 2-1. I think that would be ridiculous.
All right. That's what I'm giving you. That's why, you know, listen, I'm not telling you the boo should be eradicated and I'm on a crusade. I understand it. I'm just saying, is it smart, though? What are we trying to accomplish with the boo? If a guy's lazy and he doesn't run out of ground ball or whatever, there's a million things. Like, you go, come on, dude. That's when you trot out the boo. But the sin of a strikeout or whatever, like, it's hard to, or missing guys. Like, if all of a sudden, you think Hurts is going to start throwing the ball in the money?
Not every boo means the same.
I know.
Some is the voice of displeasure.
Oh, I'm giving you, that's why I'm giving you all these scenarios.
Right? Like, think of the boos that Ben Simmons got when he came back sitting on the bench in his weird bumblebee outfit.
Well, that was a hate boo.
That was a hate boo.
Yeah.
That hate boo was not the same boo that Nick Castellanos got yesterday with the bases loaded. That was a voice of displeasure.
Right, but is the boo going to help him, or the boo, he goes, yo, man, we just won 9 in a row.
See, he goes 3-4
and you're busting
tonight.
My stones.
He goes 3-4 tonight. We go, the boo worked.
The boo doesn't work. The boo doesn't all of a sudden make you hit the ball.
May help him lock down.
It doesn't.
By the way, I feel bad. So the Miss Vickies that I mentioned, the chip, is getting a lot of love on social media. Like, people are like, yeah, dude, those chips are really good.
Yeah, in fact,
I just looked them up, though.
In fact, Mike Yarger on Instagram says Mike loves the salt and vinegar. That's a Massimo.
Yeah, I hate the salt and vinegar, but
it's a Massimo chip.
The Miss Vickies, and Mike Tone says Costco sells them. They're apparently owned by Lay's, but here's the problem: they are a Canadian product, and I'm anti Canadian products ever since Joel Embiid took the elbow to the face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're anti-Canada?
Anti-Canada. I stopped drinking the Molson Goldens. When cough and flu season comes back, Halls is a Canadian product. I'm anti-Halls. I'll go Bobo cough drop this year.
I didn't realize you're that big of an anti-Canadian.
They busted his face. And then all these Canadians think that they're nice people. The nasty stuff they were saying. They were happy. The damn play-by-play and color analyst for the Raptors Network celebrated Embiid fracturing his orbital bone. And it took them 2 weeks later going, oh, I didn't know the severity of the injury.
Yeah.
2 weeks later? You're just finding out, huh?
Yeah, I hear you.
Fraud.
Avalon Bryan. My man, A.B., what's going on, A.B.?
Anthony, I called you right after they fired Girardi and said this was the kick in the ass they needed.
Yes, you did.
And hopefully it keeps going that way.
It's funny, it wasn't the kick in the ass because he was the hard ass, right? And it's funny how it worked where the fun guy, the easygoing guy, gets them to win 9 in a row.
Yep. Unbelievable.
Eight in a row.
But we'll see. You gotta keep rolling. Win a couple more series.
I agree.
Be a believer, but I like what I'm seeing.
Yep.
So I got a couple things for you. I got a pairing. But first, as far as the boos go, I agree. There's different levels of boo. I'm not one to just boo a guy, just because, right? You come to the plate, I'm not gonna boo you because I don't like you. But I think, like, a good example, Realmuto deserved a boo yesterday for that boneheaded play. You got to cover the plate there. Like, when Suarez wants to come home, you're an all-star catcher. You deserve to get booed there. So he needs to hear it a little bit there.
Does he? Like, because, he's come alive during the win streak and, sometimes lazy Sunday. You're only human.
Yeah,
is that smart? Like, if I'm JT, I go, you're busting my stones now. We just won 9 in a row.
I will give it to you a little bit. Next time you come up to the plate, it's forgotten. I'm not going to hold a grudge, but you need to hear a little bit on that one.
That's
not a lapse. That's the same thing as a lack of hustle. A 10-year-old catcher needs to cover the plate there.
I agree with you. I'm just, my only point to you is you may be in the right, but is it smart? Because sometimes the guy goes, we've been bearing down. I'm in the lineup. How about a little appreciation? Just don't boo me.
Listen, this isn't a five is always, five will always love you boo. This is a little measured, but I'm with you.
Five is always love you boo. That's awesome.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
So listen, I got a food pairing for you. I don't know if it got mentioned or not.
What do you got?
Black and tan, little black and tan for my Irish ass.
Ah, tremendous, the black and tan.
That's one of the best ones out there. If you go to Ireland, though, you got to order a half and half. Black and tan is offensive over there.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, because it referred to, I believe, the English police that used to be rough on the Irish. They wore a black shirt and tan khakis. So that's the reference. So
Knowledge right there, the half and half. I like that. AB, you want FanFest tickets?
I love them.
You got it. Hold on. This is Deal Zone music. Don't tell me that you're talking about John Collins, are you?
No.
Ooh.
this is a Deal Zone light, but you got a name.
Wow. What do you got?
So Kevin O'Connor, The Ringer, does his podcast. Sometimes he knows things, sometimes he knows absolutely squat. But here's what he said regarding the Sixers. The Sixers are exploring trades involving their 23rd overall pick, as well as Danny Green, according to sources. While Green was an important two-way wing for the Sixers, he tore both the ACL and LCL in his left knee in May and now has an expiring $10 million contract. If they end up trading the pick, he imagines a raw, high-upside player like Wesley would have wide appeal for other teams. If the Sixers keep it, blah, blah, blah. But he mentions the pick and Danny Green could be a package for someone.
Wow, I like that.
Because there's a player that people have an eye on around that spot in the draft.
Really?
Yes.
John Collins apparently is going to be on the move.
Yeah, I remember that was a rumor that happened in the middle of the season.
And a deadline.
There was a Simmons,
yes.
Simmons to Atlanta move.
Yes, there was, which made me maybe perk up a little bit like,
interesting.
So Danny Green's expiring contract and the
first round pick.
That makes sense. That's got to get you something.
Yeah. You know, there's teams that are going to start unloading.
Yeah.
That's deal zone light.
I'll always take deal zone.
Of course.
You know, I'll always take that. Maddie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, cuz, how you doing?
What's going on, Matthew?
It's funny you're talking about Danny Green again. I called Friday to apologize to him, so it looks like that karma kicked in pretty quick.
And you'll be able to get a good piece for him. I like it.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Good job by you, Matt.
There you go. I'm actually headed back to Cape May again. I'm playing at the Rusty Nail today.
Oh, nice. Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah, man, busy. Yeah, I just dropped $60 on gas again, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, dude, I hear you, brother. It's ridiculous.
Hey, I watched, it's so ridiculous. But finally watched Hustle. I watched it with my wife Saturday. We loved it. The ending is, it hurts. But at first I hated it, and then I laughed, and I'm like, you know what? That's exactly what would happen. anyway, but it was really good. You were great in it. I thought Sandler killed it, man.
Didn't he do great? He did a great job, man.
He did, man. He's funny. He's hit or miss, but I guess when he really wants to do it, he knows he can, because it's a great movie. Really good stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you. I loved it. What'd you think? Now I gotta touch this with Tunis coming up maybe tomorrow, but Dr. J had a big role in it.
Yeah, really big role. I liked it, man. But it's funny. It's hard not to cringe a little bit when I see him now.
can we forgive the Doc?
I agree. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's hard. I want to, but like something still doesn't. It just doesn't sit right. I agree.
We need to have the trial of the Doc tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I think what has to happen is he's got to say something positive. Like, he's got to go the other way.
Well, but he repped the Sixers. Listen, we're up against it, Matty. We got to continue this conversation, all right? We love you, buddy. Listen, don't worry about it. I'll get you to Fan Fest at some point. You know that. Listen, Tyrone the General and Connor and Tommy. Coming up next. Don't miss it. We love you, everybody. Great stuff. Thank you. We'll see you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.